Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the one and only Monday Night Madness Brunch Inc. Jay Barnes. I don't know if y'all seen it or not, but y'all have missed some good racing this weekend. Any and everybody, if you was a grown man and was a scale of your money, you was in making this weekend. The good Lord held us off in the rain, no rain. And, man, we had it perfectly. I can't even tell you how perfect it was. And I have to tell everybody, I can't wait. So, Butt Naked is the man of the hour. Butt Naked is the man of the hour. Did something extremely nasty to the 901 Bad Boy Wick in King Kong. I don't even know how. The last I heard, he was still at the emergency room. They were trying to put some stitches in him. But we put some preparation on. We squirted some preparation H in there. But it just ran. It just slowly ran back out. It was nothing there to hold on to. So I don't want nobody to all I can tell you is that If there's anything as what they call on a whale a blowhole, the 901 Bad Boy Wick got one. I got to get y'all bear with me 1 second and let me get y'all know. For y'all that don't know, all the haters in the house, everybody said it was highly anticipated that the Car Baby driven by Lil Rick was going to upset the record of Soul Killer, the Great White. It did not happen. For y'all that was sitting, it did not happen. The Amulet came. It was a double-decker Amulet. It had 901 Bad Boy on the bottom. It had Lil Rick on the top. Both of them with the asshole blowed out. We tried to put Lil Rick didn't want to try to put no he didn't want to try to put no preparation H on him. He just take him on in. He knew it wasn't it wouldn't hold. You know, so y'all bear with me. I got to try to get the great one on. Y'all know who that is. Y'all bear with me 1 second. Let's see here. I got the. Let's see, can I get the great one on? Hold on. I'm trying to let everybody know that the great one is on the line. Let me see. Here he is right there. Okay, the great one. Everybody. With only one defender holding him from having an undefeated record in 2013. The one, the snuffy killer, the giant killer, the Hitler killer, none other than the great white Soul Killer. What's up, Soul Killer?
What's going on?
Soul Killer, I mean, you earned your name this weekend. You earned your name this weekend. Can't nobody say nothing. How do you respond, Cold Killer?
It's been a long weekend, Jay. Long weekend. I've been in the hospital giving out Jell-O to all the guys that can't eat solid food right now. So I handed out the Jell-O to get my sanitary work.
Killer, we can't hardly hear you, Killer. We can't hardly hear you.
I'm just leaving the hospital. I'm trying to get home. I haven't been in the hospital all weekend giving that Jell-O to all the guys that can't eat solid foods.
Hey, Jay, thanks for getting on the show. We on the show, Killer. We hear you, man. I forgot about them Jell-O shots, man.
Yep.
Oh, Killer.
I've been giving that Jell-O, man.
Killer, Killer, this was the most anticipated. I mean, all your haters had everybody riding on Lil Rick to knock you off, Killer. I mean, this was it's only one other chance between now and maybe two other chance between now and stop you from upholding a undefeated year. The 901 bad boys really want somebody to knock you off because they feel like they can get the first race of the year. And so they've been heavy against you. But Soul Killer, what was your thought when the race started this weekend? Were you confident? Were you unsure? Let me hear what you have.
Well, I gave my prediction. The only thing happened is we can go side by side and, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, I knew coming in the race that it was a race for them to gauge my car. And the beautiful thing about it, they don't got a damn good idea worth the damn. So all I'm going to do is come in there November 2nd, and I hope they both make passes. So all that shit that they got in their head, I'm going to burn that shit, slap up out of there. They think they know what's going on, but they ain't got motherfucking clue.
Hey, Killer, can I ask you one question, Killer?
Hell no, you had your chance.
Can I ask Killer one question?
Hell no. Nope, you had your chance. You had your damn chance.
I'm just finna tell you, black motherfucker. They say they don't give a fuck about no data. The only data they did get is they know you slow as a motherfucker.
Exactly. I'm gonna tell you this here. Tell them to type that in that laptop they use on their car, because that shit ain't gonna do them no good. They gonna throw that shit in the garbage. They're like, what the fuck? This program ain't working. Because your eyes can deceive you. Your eyes can deceive you.
Uh-oh. Hey, Jay, why you got all that noise on your show, Jay?
That damn Cold Killer riding down the road with his damn window down.
No, I told y'all I'm leaving. I'm just home. I'm just driving home. But I got y'all on speakerphone. I'll take y'all on speakerphone. Does that sound a little better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want to say to all the people that came and showed up and supported the event?
I want to thank everybody, man. Do we got enough time here to thank everybody, name them single by single, Jay?
not by singles. Kind of group them together.
There were so many people that didn't come together, so I'm gonna name a few. I want to name, Butt Naked, Mike Hill, Donye, Big Low, T5, Hot Rod, Deep from Atlanta, the Moss Boys, Mandrill, Jamil, Baldy, 901 Bad Boys, shucks,
right.
Y'all calm down. Let me handle this here. Y'all handle this here. Y'all shut y'all goddamn mouth. I can do this. I graduated down ahead of my class. But Lil Rick and Real Tree, all the fans, you can't do without them. I don't know all y'all, but all y'all, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. I wanna thank Herb. There's so many, Jake, you know what I'm saying? If I think of some more, I don't want to take all the show trying to think about it all along. But if I think of some more throughout the show, I'm going to keep naming them. But that's all I can think of for this second. But anybody forgot, y'all ain't forgotten, for real. But,
you forgot me, motherfucker, but fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, too. Yeah, but so really, dog, you know, even though I hate you, you know what I'm saying, you was there. You know, Wild Man, Pro Star Joe, you know, John Ford, you know, there's a lot of people, you know. But, you know, it was a good race. It was a good day. You know, we came out victorious, you know. And like I said, God, you know, the only person to stop us is the man of above. And he came in and he stepped in and handled the race how it needed to be handled because, you know, like I said, that was a race for them to gauge them. And matter of fact, you know, it's a lot of people. I read a couple posts today that Phil say they do arrest people for pushing people in front of a train. So Mike here, dog, y'all come November 2nd, probably November 3rd, y'all will get arrested for pushing them guys in front of this train that's gonna happen on November 2nd. So hey, don't hate me. I ain't make the law. I'm just gonna help enforce the motherfucker. But, you know, at the end of the day, come November 2nd, we're going to turn that W home. We're going to turn that W
home.
Hey,
Killer, can I say one thing before you finish, Killer? Just one thing, sir?
What's up?
You know, like I said, you know, you've been dogging me out, but I understand it's your day. We also want to thank Mike Hill because he told any Pro Mart to come in, that motherfucker to come in there, and Mike Hill was there with his car for all you Pro Mart bitches.
Oh yeah. Mike was there, you know. He had a pretty blue car there. And yeah, you know, so you gotta thank Mike for that. I appreciate you, Mike, you know what I'm saying? And November 2nd, I'm gonna be in the house with bells on. And I'm gonna have probably 10 choppers surrounding me at all times. So anybody move, y'all might get shot. So y'all better stand down. So I'm gonna tell them shoot. If you get close to me and say the wrong thing, shoot him in the head.
Woo! Mr.
Cold Killer, can I say one more thing and then I'm going to shut the fuck up?
This is your last goddamn question, dog. Hurry up.
Okay. I want to kick your boss in the ass. Well, I want to kick the president of Grudge Inc. in the motherfucking ass. I'm going to say this here, Killer, because you the baddest Grudge motherfucker out there this year. And how come he ain't got a goddamn belt for the baddest Grudge motherfucker out there this year? Jay Barnes, you bald-headed bitch. Get a belt for the baddest Grudge motherfucker out there of the year. And then let a bitch get it from him, too. So, Cold Killer, I'm sucking your wee-wee, you black bastard.
I'm finna squirt. You better open up. I'm finna squirt.
But, hey, one thing for sure now, I'm just throwing this part out there. You know, it don't mean nothing. But the baddest, nicest car, he just happened to be running the baddest, nicest car in America on 29 on November 2nd at Mike Hill's year-end finale. So I'm just saying that now. I mean, you know.
J-Boy, you a slick motherfucker, J-Boy. You're a black bastard.
I'm just saying that. He just happened to be running the thing. The world champion, Nitrous 29 champion, you know. I'm just saying.
And I'm glad Jay said that. And for y'all wanted to know, I was trying, on my show, I was trying to hold it up. I didn't want to make the announcement because it's Jay's belt. The belt will be on the line when Cold Killer and, goddamn it, the Great White square off November 2nd at the house. The belt will be up. See, Mike here with his dumb ass thought he knew how to play the public, bet me. I didn't want to make the announcement on my show, Jay, because you the boss of the belt. I was going to let you make the announcement on your show. You just did. So, y'all, that's an added bonus in there on top of that doggone little bit of lettuce they're going to be running for. The damn belt will be on the line. Realtree is on the phone, too, now for your information, Jay. And he said the belt will be up. The belt will be up when them two
the
baddest motherfuckers hit.
Listen.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
And that's what I'm
now.
Talking about.
I done got a text today. They said they getting tired of me running out into that damn gate bar sucking dicks. But if goddamn it Realtree don't fuck goddamn it Cold Killer up on November the 2nd, I'm going down to the whole house and find the biggest, fattest faggot I can, and I'm going to kiss that faggot in the middle of his motherfucking ass.
God damn. Can we get pictures? We need video. Well, let me tell you this, dog. Let me tell you this now. You remember that's a sign of a real champ. I mean, we really need to make sure that everybody understands that when that race was locked in, I don't think he was a belt holder. But the fact that Realtree is stepping up and putting his title on the line, that's a real champ. He want to prove the fact that the baddest man got the belt without no doubt. And the only other belt that's out there, you know, Realtree and two belts in one camp. The Extreme 29 by Lil Rick, you know, they're in the same camp. And I did hear this now. It was not confirmed. I did hear this with my own ears that Cold Killer offered a rematch for Lil Rick, you know, and after it's pending, but the particular date, they got to make sure the date is clear. But I did hear Cold Killer offer him a rematch. So I'm going to give props to Realtree for not having to put up his belt, but trying to make an example out of people, let them know that the belt should be on the line if it's two champion quality cars. So I applaud him on that. And we're going to see if that's something that the Great White can hold up to. Dog, do you think the Great White can hold up?
Hey, Jay, I'm glad you asked me that. I'm finna go because Cold Killer's he already been trying to choke the fuck out of me all weekend. But, Jay, now we know what happened when goddamn it, Realtree and Lil Rick got their ass blown out. Ain't neither one of them committed suicide yet. Now, what's gonna happen on November the 2nd if Realtree blow goddamn it Cold Killer's asshole out?
Woman after that.
Yeah, motherfucker.
The only thing will happen, he gonna keep his gun cocked all the way to the bank. He'll have his gun cocked all the way to the bank. That's the best advice I can give him. Keep it cocked till you get to the bank.
That's what I tell you, man. You gotta have an AK-47 going home.
Oh yeah.
Keep it cocked all the way.
Hey Jay, let me ask you one more question. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Is this motherfucking grudge racing getting to be big in the motherfucker this year, man?
Oh man, this shit is off the chain, man. Listen, all the damn folks out there who was hoping that Grudge Racing were gonna come together and do something, man. Sorry for you, this shit is coming together. This shit is off the chain. I'm letting you know. Just think about it now. You know, every year, think about this now. Every year, around this time of the year, we always talking about how Grudge Racing is dying out. That we tired of it. This year, man, everything is leading up. Everything is pointing up. We're getting better and better. I mean, now everybody's anticipating 2014. Man, I mean, this is how it is. But now, dog, hold on. We had another bout. We got Pro Soccer Joe. I got to give him time to come off. Pro Soccer Joe, are you there? I want to make sure that Pro Soccer Joe, you know, there was a competition for y'all that don't know. That was another bell on the line.
Yeah, I'm here,
about
Nick.
But let me talk about this first. Pro Soccer Joe, everybody, this is Pro Soccer Joe. Y'all just heard Willie Dawg. You know, that's one of the other things that you do not normally hear. It's the two men on the same at the same time. So this is breaking news. This is showing how hitting can happen in grudge racing. So we want to applaud that effort. Now, Pro Soccer Joe, what was your assessment? Hold on. For y'all that did not know, Pro Soccer Joe stepped into a pile of ants and got naked down at the finish line. We'll let him share that story. Video at 11. But Pro Soccer, give me your assessment of this weekend and say your congratulations.
Well, actually, my overall assessment is I was an excellent, excellent, excellent show. Big props to Grudge Inc., Jay Barnes, and Cold Killer. Yeah, did y'all thing this weekend. It was an excellent show all the way around. Big props to those guys that came out and raced. Little Rick and Lethal Weapon for Lethal Weapon Racing, winning the 29-inch shootout. Big props to Tony Wright for surprising everybody and Butt Naked. Even though they didn't win in the end, there was two guys with a big surprise card in the event. And Tabitha Taylor, too, big props to her for pouring a couple of rounds when we thought she was going to lose each time she got up there in that big block 68 Camaro. So big props to her as well. And Donye still
block.
Doing
she
his
got,
thing.
She got a small block.
So,
Tabitha got a small block now. Tabitha got a small block. But go ahead.
Nah, it's a big block. She got the big block, as I believe, and she told me she has the big block.
Her husband lied.
She told me she had a big block. So I don't know, man. Okay, well,
she might have been talking about her husband.
That might have been what he was talking about. Yeah, but big props to the great right again for doing, but you gonna quit committing so many damn murders, cold killer, because they're looking for your ass right now. And I think we're at about 5 states are looking for your ass right now. They're looking for you in South Carolina. They're looking for you in Georgia. They're looking for you in Detroit. I think they're looking for you in, what was the other place you went to? Was that Mississippi or Tennessee, whatever it was? They're looking for your ass all over the United States. You wanted in 5 different states. You worse than Jesse James. But, yeah, big props all the way around, man. It was a good damn event. And my lawyer will be contacting Macon National Dragway on Monday about all these goddamn ants that you got down there that you never killed. I'm at the finish line trying to set up a damn camera so the fans can see what they couldn't see because they couldn't be there. And, goddamn, something was on my leg, and I shook my leg one time. I felt something again, shook it again, and, goddamn, after a while, I looked down. I had about, no exaggeration, about 500 goddamn ants on both of my legs fighting the shit out of me. So my damn wife didn't have a Benadryl for me to take. I was starting to swell up. I took a Benadryl and shit calmed back down. But other than that, I would have been dead out there, motherfucker. They would have poured so much damn poison in me. I spent about 20 minutes killing goddamn ants.
Hey, Joe, I didn't want to tell you, those are trained ants. Those are trained ants.
Hey, listen. I didn't want to say that. He said, hold on, I got to tell y'all. The ants, I had a conversation with the ants, and I told him, whoever had the biggest dick between them and Postdoc Joe was going to get a belt. And they were trying to get in there so they can compound. they were trying to see who threw the biggest dick.
Hey, and Cole Killer. Fuck you, J-Bar. But Cole Killer.
Yeah.
Cole Killer.
What's up?
I need to have an investigation going on. This was your race, right?
Not really.
This was your goddamn race.
Can we prove that?
J-Bond got on my show last week and announced to everybody this big James of Alabama said, with the ants on you, did I know you left first? He said, now J-Bond got on last week and announced this big microphone belt. That is this big MC belt. Who's the battle of the mic? Who won't get the MC belt? And we talked about, you know, me, Dog, and Wild Man. And we had that on. That was announced last week, Thursday, on my show, on Smack Talk Show. Now, I said to everybody that those guys couldn't get there till Friday. I was going to get there Thursday, and I was going to sabotage their mic. I said it as a joke. So now, we get down to Macon. I get my damn microphone, you know. They told me when they first handed the microphones out about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I had my mic, and, you know, Dog and Wild Man was on the mic going back and forth. They said, Pro-Stop Joe, test your mic. And a big props to Macon National Dragway. They got the best sound system in the whole grudge, well, in the whole race world, as far as I know, because ain't no track I've ever been to that every place you in the track, you can hear what they say on the microphone. And the microphones can go, like, almost all over the damn track, and you still talk on them. So that's beautiful. So they said, say something, folks. I'll do a test. Nephew got on the microphone, tested, it was good. Stone Cold got on the microphone, tested, it was good. And I said, test 1, 2, it was good. My microphone was good, Cold Killer. My mic was good, Dog mic was good, and Wild Man mic was good. We had 3 good mics. All right? You feel me? You with me so far?
I'm with you.
All right. This was 1 o'clock. Now, Dog and Wild Man on there, they fighting for the belt. Dog come out swinging hard. Wild Man, your mama. Wild Man come at your mama back. And they was going about mama's on the back and mama's in the bedroom and all kind of shit. And they was going at it hard. Jump in here, Pro Stop. I was waiting for my turn. I said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let them knock each other out. And then I'm going to jump in and kill them. So that was my plan the whole time. So they were fighting back and forth. But then, here go my time to shine. These motherfuckers had the 60-foot mark. They running, they going down the track. My motherfuckers leave both hard, leaving. So I'm down there. These motherfuckers Persian, got big-ass nitrous, all kind of shit. So then when the big race come between Dog and Piedmont, that's his name, the ruler, Herb, I get on the microphone, I clear my throat, I lay my sexy grudge rage voice down. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final hit two. This is Pro Stop Joe with Smack Talk TV, and I'll be emceeing today. And here we have our first grudge race of the day. We've got a big block, Chevrolet Nova. It's a small block Ford. Your classic Ford versus Chevrolet. Good God, mama, smell them funky ribs. Let's get ready to roll. I did my whole sexy shit, son. I mean, I'm sexy, sexy on the microphone. And goddamn Wallman didn't walk over to me and say, here, Pro Stop. I said, what you giving me that for, Wallman? He said, your mic ain't working. I said, get the fuck out of here. It's a goddamn conspiracy. It's a goddamn conspiracy. I'm not going to fuck my mic up, cold killer. We got to do an investigation on this shit, man, because I said it for a damn joke. I did not mess with nobody's damn mic. I said it for a joke. And somebody fucked with my mic. My mic was working fine at 1 o'clock. But when they got on the track to race at 3 o'clock, my mic was, listen, I spent about 2.5, 3 minutes in my sexy. I mean, I gave it my all. And that's why I'm going to fuck my voice up, because I was straining my voice to do the sexy, sexy MC voice. I ain't got no big, heavy voice, so.
Go ahead, man. I'm going to tell you where your main problem was at, where you messed up at. When you thought you came out there being sexy. When you thought you were being sexy, that's where you fucked up at.
No.
You came in that
track. Okay, man, I'll tell you.
That's
right.
You
were standing right there looking at me. They were standing right there looking at me. I had my cold, sexy MC voice on, man. I was getting it, Cold Killer. I was getting it. But God damn it, my damn mic wasn't on the whole damn time. Ain't nobody heard me but the three people that were standing next to me. I was like, oh,
well, I'm gonna say this here now.
I'm bullshit.
I'm gonna say this here. I'm no longer gonna look into this. I'm no longer gonna investigate this any further. You thought you had been sexy, and that's the wrong place to try to be sexy. And for you to be sexy, I'm bringing charges against you for thinking you sexy.
No. Okay, well, you got the wrong kind of sexy idea. I said, my mic was tampered with.
Ain't dealing with you. Ain't nothing sexy about it. So we got a brain charge upon you. So we gonna send you to rehab so you can understand that you ain't got nothing sexy about it.
Don't kill him. I'm hitting your damn throat, man. I'm telling you, I demand an investigation. Somebody tamper with my damn mic, okay?
Okay, hold on, Jay. How about this, Jay?
I wasn't allowed. Somebody pour water on your door.
We're gonna get ready
to leave the front line.
Hey, get us 12 people, and we're going to get a jury right now and see if we can get Jay, Pro Star Joe, acquitted or get him goddamn convicted. Get 12 people on right now.
Wait a minute. Hell no. God, the hell no. Hold on, goddamn it.
No.
I came to court with a complaint and not get you charging me? What kind of black
nigga? You had a warrant, did you? You got a warrant in 30 states. and you put around and got that same complaint in the wrong state. You could have went to Canada and had a complaint.
You know what? I still know this is must be true in grudge racing. If it's in grudge racing, Pro Stop get it. God damn it. I come with a complaint and I get convicted. What the kind of bullshit? Jay, what kind of bullshit is this, man?
Anybody say Pro Stop should be found guilty or not guilty? Say it.
Anybody think we should do an investigation?
These motherfuckers are muting my mic again.
Okay. So should he get a trial by jury or a trial by judge then?
Don't let the judge get him.
That's a false question. The question is, should there be an investigation or should I be put up on charges? Okay, should there be an investigation on why my mic was broke? Or should I be put on charges for trying to be sexy at the racetrack? That's the question.
The microphone's a little sensitive, man. Bad breath make them stop working.
Oh, damn. Who said that? Lil Cardi said, you guilty for filing a false abuse report against Naked National Dragway. He should know about bad breath. You're an expert. You are a guilty expert.
Oh,
Leave me alone, can't get right. You brought a knife to a gunfight.
And let's see if we got give me a minute. Let's see if we got a couple of callers. Let's see what we got. 224-6386. 224-86. Somebody laughing at me. 224-86. I mean 6386. Your mic is open. Go ahead. 224-6386. Your mic is open. Go ahead. All right, move right along. 773-8424. 773-8424. Your mic is open. Go ahead. I can't get him to talk. All right, 630-0018. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Jay, did you pay your damn radio bill?
Yeah, they need to make sure they paid down. Hell, I can see them. They ain't talking. I can see them.
Did you pay your radio bill, man?
Hold on. I got to get somebody some props at, now this is Post South area, y'all, so I got to give the damn, you know, they said Post South and Willie Dog didn't do it, so, Iron Man Jones, Iron Man Jones won the last man standing at Atlas Dragway this weekend. Also congratulate White Horse Racing on their victory and congratulate Don Mack, what, somebody? Who won the S10 shootout and Mr. Nasty won the big gold Drug Belt in Leakesville, Mississippi. All right, I thought it was supposed to stop, but that was damn, I guess it's out of Mississippi. I don't know where it's more at, but I'm familiar with the track. Just don't know where it is geographically.
Atmore was so in Alabama.
Yeah. So congratulations to Iron Man Jones for winning the last man standing. White Horse on his victory. I don't know who he would. Don Matt won the S10 shootout and the Mr. Nasty won the Big Dog Grudge Belt at Leakesville, Mississippi. Appreciate the information, y'all. Let me see this last man. He paid his bill. It's 773-7399. Let's see what we get. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
I'm just listening, Jay. It's Jeff, Grind and Pound. I'm just listening, man.
Grind and Pound, man. Jeff, how you doing, man? I got to talk to you. How you doing, Jeff? You all right today?
Yes, sir. I'm fine, man. How are you? Hey, congratulations, Cole Killer and Daye and the rest of the crew that won over the weekend. But, yeah, we good, man. How are you?
Appreciate it. We ain't heard from you, Jeff. How was the surgery?
Hey, man, we've been laying in the cut, man, trying to make it right. So we can be able to move around a little bit.
Yeah. For y'all that don't know, y'all know Grind and Pound got their ass blowed out in Rockingham, and they've been healing ever since. But Grind and Pound.
You keep saying about our losses. What about our wins, man? Come on now,
also, Grind and Pound is he retired the king of the Midwest biz. You know, he went to biz ass several times. I, that's one I know off the top of my head, Jeff. And he retired biz. I mean, and you know,
Big Bertha at World Grudge Nationals. At World Grudge Nationals, Big Bertha beat Backdoor Jody.
He knocked off Jody Primetime.
Off record, we whooped him.
All right. Grind and Pound, y'all know, is a hell of a racing team. They travel, you know, they race good, you know. So, Jeff, we always want you to I've been trying to catch up with Jeff. I'm glad you called. But I got to get one other man on. 1 second, y'all bear with me. Don't stop. Tell them about one of them fancy stories you always tell. I get this man on the line.
Talking about what?
Tell them about some fancy damn, you know, you always have them damn tales of the great, of the great beyond, anything.
Yeah, you're stupid. Right. let me say this weekend, I don't know if Jay gave the race report to the fans on this particular show, but that 29-inch shootout this weekend was an exceptional race. That was one of the damn best shootouts that I've seen in a while because it was an all-star cast. You know, we had Jason Borum. He had the 2000 Celine turbo car. We had Keith Sabo. He had his 29-inch turbo car. We had David Floyd. He was down there with his car. We had Tabitha Taylor, who was a surprise. That's a lady, Tabitha Taylor. We had the Big Low T5, the 901 Bad Boys, and the King Kong Mustang. And we had Butt Naked. He was on 28, and Tony Wright and Little Rick. So it was an all-star lineup in the race. And the final two races, well, the races that were surprising. What races surprised you, dog? The outcome of what race surprised you in the 29-inch shootout? Who did you think was going to win? Didn't win. I know Tabitha Taylor beat Tony Bynes in the second round, and nobody with the Thriller Mustang, and nobody thought that was going to happen. Everybody, I mean, it was a lot of hurt people on the start line. If you know what I mean, a lot of hurt people. Dog, you there? Okay. Well, I guess you're not. But Tabitha Taylor.
Willie Dalton went. That's unusual. Willie Dalton, not the damn having that to say.
Yeah, very. Tabitha Taylor beat Tony Bynes in the second round, and Tony Wright. We told you said Tony Wright not sticking or overpowering the track. Tony Wright beat Keith Sabo in one of the semifinal rounds. And that was a big surprise as well. We did not, nobody expected that. Tony Wright to beat Keith Sabo and Butt Naked on 28. All the races that he won, nobody was not. Butt Naked against the 901 Bad Boys, I believe. Butt Naked beat the 901 Bad Boys. And that was a big surprise. And it was some good side-by-side grudging in the 29-inch race and the ATV boys. A couple of ATV guys, Mousy and the Trick or Treat Boys from Georgia, beat up on Gold Digger and Rick James, and those guys from Florida. I mean, for you to ride on an ATV bike and go that fast, laying down on four wheels, good God. And those things, I don't know how they ride them that fast because the front wheel be wobbling and shaking the whole goddamn way down. I have no idea how they have the nerve to do that, but Jay, you back?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay. Donye,
Go ahead, Pro Stock. Donye was locked in with Candy Crusher and
Chris Jones,
I think.
The old Chris Jones. They could never find the mark. They could never make the car go straight.
You said, Andy.
And they probably end up paying the DP. But Kanye ran Big Low. And Big Low and T5 had the same problem. They both rolled through the lights in red lift. They both rolled through the lights. And it's like, I'm wondering, how could two guys from the same camp commit the same file on the same day, like just, you know, minutes apart. His T5 was in a Big Low lock. Big Low lost early in the 29-inch race. I think he raced against Sable and lost early against Sable.
Yeah.
And then he came around.
Let me see. Yep. That Willie Dog Show. All that goddamn noise. That's G-O-T? What is it for?
Not G-O-T, not G-O-D.
Okay.
All that
background noise. But I got a special guest coming on. If you want to say something to Willie Dog, I want to make sure that that Willie Dog is paying attention. He wasn't there a few minutes ago. Let me try to open his mic back up because he, you know, whatever girl that he keep playing with. Let's see.
You can stop muting my show and unmute it. That's you with that loud ass noise on that ragged ass show.
Easy. Soon over there, man. You can always tell whose show it is. Put it on. I got a man who want to say something to you. Let me make sure he's on. He say he want to holler at you.
What happened to Jay Ragged Ass Show?
He was going on. Somebody wanted to holler at.
Well, don't. I got a man who said that he had been out of the game for a minute, and he just checking, and he said he's always known you as one of the, as the legend you are, and that the fact that he had the opportunity to blow your ass out this weekend really gonna inspire him to move further into the racing. Everybody in the man that knocked Willie Dog off this weekend. Big Herd, how you doing?
What up, dog?
What's up, that kid?
What's going on, Godfather? Hey, I want to ask you a question, though, dog. I ain't get to talk to you much after that race, but, man, why in the hell you get so quiet after we raced the last time on the mic? You were hype as hell all day long. And then you just got quiet as hell for the rest of the day. You got quiet as hell. You gave your chances up on winning that MC belt. What happened?
Well, since you want to be a one-sided motherfucker and tell a lie on me, for your information, I was getting a doggone 29-inch race together, and I had to work. I gave Pro Stock Joe my mic. I don't give a damn. You ain't beat me, and you never will beat me. God damn it, your car broke, and I red-lighted, so you won the money. You ain't never beat me. You never will beat me. And if you do, I'll come to North Carolina tomorrow and run over your ass. So now what else you got to say, though? But congratulations on your victory, though, sir.
I ain't beat you. Didn't that W come on my side?
Yes, it did. It came on, sir. Yes. And if you got them, you pan your back about that, then if you pan your back about some shit like that, I got a different
outlook
than you, though.
A win is a win,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you are. Yes, sir.
All right, then. That's all that matters, right?
I ain't saying that ain't no problem. I said congratulations on your win. Come to think of it, when I beat the dog shit out of you, though, you didn't come over there and tell me no good reason either, though. Don't forget that now. Don't forget that part of it.
How come, hey, Pro Star, did I not try to come back and lock that man in? You brought him to me. I was coming to tell you I was going to lock you back
in. Okay, hold up. Herd, what I'm saying is you're just telling one side of the story. I beat the dog shit out of you. And you didn't say nothing else to me. You said you wanted to lock in. I didn't know it. Pro Stock Joe came and told me, and then I come right on there and lock your ass in? Then I come right on over there and lock you in?
First of all, dog, man, just being honest, I'm going to be honest for the test fans and you. I ain't tell you because I didn't want to make you feel bad, but the first race, really, I let off after track. Everybody seen me in front. I let off everything to have track so I could come back and get more money.
And you got beat by half track.
I knew
they're trying to say.
I knew you thought I was.
Okay, Herb. Okay. I see you looking for some fake ass props. Okay, you got your fake props. You set me up. You set me up for the kid. You a bad motherfucker. I'm scared of you. You a bad man. Congratulations.
You want to get your race back though?
Yes, I want my race back. When you want to run it?
You want to come to Piedmont Thursday?
Damn,
I come to Piedmont Thursday. Fuck it. I come to Piedmont Thursday.
We got to lock in.
Lock in 500 on 2,000. and 500 on 2,000 or better. I come to Piedmont Thursday.
Damn. Well, that's serious, don't I?
Because I'm gonna show this motherfucker. I'm gonna make sure I don't read like this time. I'm gonna watch him. I ain't gonna look at the tree. I'm gonna watch him. When I see him move, I'm coming to get him.
Five on 2,000 or better.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Damn, somebody heard Mike.
Hey Jay, you stop the fucking show for this bullshit, man.
Heard that somebody?
You stop the show for this
Mike,
bullshit.
Man.
God damn, I thought you had something to say. Okay,
no,
all y'all
no,
don't
no,
know.
No, ain't no bullshit with me. Hold on, just wait 1 minute. Let me get on my other phone and make one call. Hold on.
For all y'all that didn't know, me and Hood went out there, the first two calls out there. I'm testing B's car because we ain't never got a run out of the knot. We went out there. He said he was testing his car. He hadn't got a run out in. We went out there, we ran. I beat the dog shit out of him. He said he was winning and got out of it at half track. Didn't nobody see that but him and his team. Everybody else saw me down there, goddamn it, in neutral. So he came back, and he didn't tell me he wanted a rematch. He told Pro Stock Joe. And Pro Stock Joe, keep it right, Pro Stock Joe came and told me. I like to broke my leg trying to find him when Pro Stock Joe said he wanted to lock in again. We went right over there, and he still didn't want to lock up. He said he wanted to run, but he didn't want to put no money up. I made him put up some, and we went out there and ran again. And I red-lit, and he beat the fuck out of me. End of the story. So I don't know what the hell all this hype was about. Ain't no fucking hype. That man couldn't fucking beat me if I goddamn gave him everything in drag racing with that weak-ass fucking Nova. Now, I did not know that until we raced, though. Don't get me wrong. I didn't know that until we raced. But after we raced, I don't know who the fuck blowing smoke up his ass. They got to be the dumbest camp in the world this fuck want
to
fuck with me again.
You think I should lock him in for...
Herb trying to get a popular vote going.
I know he drive his car and it's supposed to be his car, and he got to call another motherfucker and ask him, can he do something with it? I'm talking about B's car. I ain't even asked B's, but goddamn it, I go 5 hours to Piedmont just to tear his motherfucker ass out the socket. That's a no-brainer there. I can beat him, goddamn, without even trying. Anyway, Jay, go ahead with the show. We listening, man. My show on, too, and you notice how quiet it is. It's your motherfucking show with all the noise.
Well, we got some shows coming up, man, that we got to talk about. We got,
Hey, dog.
The two.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Don't cut them out, dog.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to your fucking house. I'll lock you in the November 2nd right now, 5 on 2,000 or better.
No, bitch. Your mouth has got
you
in fucking
no,
trouble.
I'm
put your ass
your
as soon
house.
As motherfucking possible.
I'm going to come to your house.
I don't have a fucking house. I'm renting. I want your ass as soon as motherfucking possible. I agreed to come wait 5 hours to Piedmont just to fuck you up to show you that you ain't got no business fucking with me.
Hey, Jay Barnes, hold on. Jay Barnes, Pro Star Inbound Shows. You seen my shit was broke. I don't know if I'm going to have it back.
Okay, well, if your shit
30.
Broke, shut the fuck up and get off the phone until you get it fixed.
Hold on, dog. Why you? Come on, listen. Listen to what I'm saying.
Because you called me with
I'm
some bullshit, Herb. I never know
race.
You to do no
hold
bullshit
on.
Like
listen.
You're doing now.
Hold on. I'm
trying to
race.
I'm pissed the fuck off.
I'm
pissed the fuck off now.
I'm trying to
you ain't trying to fucking race. Get
your
car fixed, and if you don't tell me to come to beat my Thursday, bitch.
If your car broke by November 2nd, you don't even have to pay me to fucking punk out. If your car, I don't even want to punk out money. If your car
hey,
broke, you don't even have to
like
pay
you.
Me.
I shut that bitch down in November 2nd.
5 on 2,000 or better right now. 5 on 2,000 or better. Hello? Hello?
Goddamn shows didn't cut off, sir? Everybody on my show, y'all still on my show?
Yeah, we here, dog.
It ain't cut off. It ain't cut off.
Got no goddamn overload. Jay Vaughn's over there goddamn eating them peanuts or some shit.
I say Jay Vaughn's show got an overload.
There ain't no goddamn overload. I'm on Jay's show and I'm talking.
That's the only reason they got a fucking overload is cause I signed the cash with the bitch. Otherwise, don't nobody give a fuck about that weak ass show. That same overload that they got over there. Goddamn, that was real trick on overload. Go kill a motherfucking ass.
Talking about a goddamn red light. I don't bet my money on no motherfucking red light. Nobody bet money on no red light.
You need $100 now.
I ain't no care no what, man. You know what?
You talking about on truck driving, right?
Yeah.
I ain't hit nobody about no damn red light either. I ain't hit nothing about no red light go back either. Ain't nobody even said nobody no fucking red light. Truck driving, where you got that bullshit from, truck driving?
If I owe you $100, I owe you $100. But I tell you what, God damn it, you get your damn $100 on November 2nd, and God damn it, I'll put another $100 on top of that. Fuck that red light. I don't never bet mine on a red light, dog. If I bet you and somebody red light, what I'm going to do?
Say, y'all. Hey, James, what you got to say about that? You know something about that, James?
No, I don't know nothing about that, dog. But I just want to ask, that way with Dirty Rig and Hot, what his name, Hot Rod or Hot Rock, whatever his name is, the boy Cutlass. Everybody was talking about, it was a little controversy with that first wave of them boys. They were saying that the race was low. Do anybody have knowledge of that?
No, Dirty Red took off and stopped. And then the boys went on and beat the shit out of him. So they said that Dirty Red throwed the race. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I've been hearing that shit all day, man. Even from the guy from, you know, homeboys and everything. They saying Dirty Red.
See why you didn't call them motherfuckers and ask them then. Then Dirty Red came back around and gave him the race and beat the dog shit out of him.
I don't talk to him like that. I don't have their number. You know what I'm saying? But I just
Dirty Red, if you on there one of them shows, hit the one button. Y'all can ask Dirty Red that, though. The reason they say he throwed it, they said Dirty Red supposed to get him the back tie, something like that, and Dirty Red took off. And when Dirty Red took off, he stopped. When he stopped, they took off and beat the shit out of him. So they said Dirty Red. But, hey, to be honest with you, if you're going to throw a race, that's a fucked up way to throw it like that. Everybody know that. That's fucked up, there.
I said, hey, if you want to throw the damn race, it's just red light in here. It wouldn't be no goddamn hand hills busting body.
Hey.
Yeah, it is me. You got put two up on the third. Bump the red
light. I already bet you $200 on the second, man. What is you talking about, man? Bet you $200 on the second and turn around and bet you damn $100 on all last weekend. You don't get enough for going against the killer.
Hey, a truck driver. Now I can't swear to neither one of these here. But if I had to make a what, I ain't never heard Type Man talking about no red light go back. And I be riding him a lot. I ain't never heard him say nothing about if the red light go back. And then I ain't never heard him say him and Bobo bet it too. Bobo owe him too, though. So I doubt if he said red
Bobo
light go back. Because anybody, fact of the matter, we ain't never talked about no races with no red light on these radio shows that I can remember.
That's a Carolina thing, dog.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway. All right, bet still on. You got your. I give you your money when I walk through the damn gate.
Hey, truck driver, you gonna get it back on the second? Cause Realtree gonna blow his motherfucking asshole out of his socket.
I got $200 for talking.
Goddamn tight man, how the fuck he mute my mic on my own fucking show? Motherfucker,
hey,
that must be a smart motherfucker.
Hey, dog. And me and Johnny, we done did away with that 100. We got 300 locked on that race.
All right, y'all they got to tell me, but all I got to say is, man, the damn racing, for his racing going, people can say what they want to. There's some good goddamn racing that's coming out. There's been some damn good racing all year, man. And this here shit now, what happened down there Saturday with Rick losing that race, that just put more heat on this motherfucker for November the 2nd. It's going to be some doo-doo on November the 2nd somewhere. It's going to be, the hospital's not about to even open up because they ain't going to be able to patch their assholes on November the 2nd.
Hey, dog, you done skipped over this weekend here coming up. We can't get to November.
No, I was just saying because y'all talking about it. I played the commercial for that. That's just, you know, but like I said, this ain't my show right now. I'm going to do that on my show tomorrow.
Yeah,
I know about Holly
Springs.
I'll be up in Holly Springs this weekend and down in Canton on Sunday. But, you know, this gave on them show. That's why I ain't do it, dog.
Hey,
Oh yeah, well, you know, the first thing that I would have got was you'd have said something. If I just kick you in the nuts right quick.
Okay. Jay Vaughn, they must have went off their show. I'm not on it one, whatever. But 334-7453, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell Tight, I got him, dog. I text you and told you, tell him I got him, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want. I can send it. I can send it.
Yeah.
I told dog I can send it to him. I can get it to you when I see you on the second or IHOP this spring.
Well, yeah, I know you already
told
me that. That's in the truck driver. I don't know truck driver money must be going low. He talking about some fucking red light. Ain't nobody ever even talking about
it. Yeah, no, his money's funny. He couldn't make it to the track.
I say, if I owe him $100, he's going
to
get his $100 on the third.
God damn it, ain't no ill truck, dog. You come on drive for me. You come on drive for me, truck, dog. God damn it, I got to drive quick on the way. You come on drive for me. We're going to pay our cash over here.
Ain't nobody say I was broke, god damn it. I said I was broke.
Hey, I'm going to start calling you Butt Naked Junior, damn it, because you will come over with a damn excuse, and then he'll be saying the same thing you said to begin with.
I hear you. Sound like truck driver needs to do what I did this time last year. Sell that motherfucker. And you hear two guys on, goddammit. I'm going to be walking around there strapped on my damn shoulder.
Yeah. Hey, man, I was going to tap out, man, but I can't tap out after Johnny made that speech, so... you know we're going to have to go down again on November the 2nd now.
That's all right. You know I got you on your stomach right now, man.
Yeah, I was going to lay down, too. I sure had laid down. It would hurt, too, boy. You had me cramped all up.
I know it. You keep on going against that great white, and you don't see. You becoming a snuffy, too.
But see, I always wanted to bet with the great white. But tight man, you took my damn money up there in Montgomery, so I got to get my money back. You ain't finna bet against. I tell you what, you better get the great white and let me bet on him this time. I didn't want my money back from your ass.
Hey, Bobo.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Joe?
Have you ever learned? You better cut your losses early. Your girls be coming home next semester from college.
Hey, Coach Hill, we cut your bars. We
hard head. Okay. No, I ain't. I know it enough. I want that on the great white, but hell, Tight ain't gonna bet against. You don't see me pay nobody else but Tight, man. You sure don't.
I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you.
Come November 2nd, I got that bean right on his head. We gonna knock all his mat out of skull. Watch and see this shit now.
Hey, Killer.
I believe.
Killer.
What up?
Bobo started out as a hot 40. Then he went to 80. Now he's
180.
180 man. 180 man. That's my guy.
Don't
educate.
Is Jay Ball them still on? Are we still? Man, I want to say to y'all, Killer Man. Like I said, Killer, you had fell out of the show, man. But props to you, man. When you throw a show, man, you the center attraction of your own show. You ain't just throw a show to make money off of people. You throw a show for you to enjoy, for the fans to enjoy, and everybody, man. That meant a lot. I was trying to get there, man. I trying to come out of New York, but I ain't making no fun of McDonald, man. But I'm glad y'all had a good time, man, and big props to you.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I just like the race, and at the end of the day, that's what I came to do. I came in there to race that race, and that's all I came to do. I didn't come to shoot out. I didn't come to, you know, to race somebody else. I came to race that one race and concentrate. And right now, November 2nd is the only thing in our mind. We getting prepared for that.
Hey, Killer, you on
our Jay
Bond show, so we still tied in?
Yeah, we still tied in.
Okay. All right, hold on. I got somebody. 601-2027, go ahead.
Yo, dog, what happened between Buck Naked and the 901 Bad Boy?
Buck Naked beat the fuck out of him.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I was trying to see if there was something happened on the Tennessee boys, when the car didn't go down the track or something?
Whitney and blew the tires away.
Okay.
Dog, what the hell that just went off, dog? Someone said thank you for using Block Talk Radio.
That just the internet went off. No, that was the internet went off on my show. Cold Killer still on. As long as Cold Killer on, we still on. Cold Killer.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both shows still on. That was just the internet went off, Mike.
Oh, okay.
478-8870. Go ahead.
And
we're Kenny, you got a lot of motherfucking noise, boy. You got a lot of goddamn background noise.
Yeah,
you.
I'm by myself.
You by yourself, then you must be scratching your rusty ass nuts then, because ain't nobody make no noise when you talk.
I think is BET still in off too?
Huh? Is BET still in off too? Shit, man, I think they took BET, I think.
Man, somebody put a goddamn picture up on the internet with a goddamn little car side the road broke down like BET. Motherfuckers said they just bought the car, they picked it up. That was beside the road, they bought it off the highway. I said, damn, they're talking about BET car.
It might be.
Hey,
it might be.
Hey, what happened to the trucks you got?
Oh, no, you got that dog right there. What happened to the trucks you got, dog?
Now, there you go, put that bullshit on me now. You got me for to do the 29 inch race now. That goddamn it, one carburetor goddamn it thing, and that truck shoot out. I can't, but to be honest with y'all, it wasn't enough time to do neither one of them.
Okay. I don't know. I that was new stuff to me. I just.
Well, it was new to me too, Killer.
Yeah.
But it was new to me too. But what happened? Now I'm gonna say this now, and that's what we gotta do. We gotta get somebody. That was the only bad thing about the race. We gotta get more goddamn staging control on in them staging areas. We got all the people in that staging area and clogged it up on that hill, and that fucked up everything. But the truck race and that damn single carburetor race, that didn't get off because we really didn't have enough time to do it. And plus, I didn't know nothing about that, Killer. You didn't contract me to do that. You contracted me to do the damn shootout, and I had to make sure I do the shootout, and I got beat to death by doing that. Damn, they was killing me over there, cussing me out because people couldn't make test pass and all that shit, but they wait till the last minute and everybody want to make a goddamn pass at the same time. They had all fucking day to make passes.
They want to wait till they think the track good. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Well, the track was good all day.
Reason I say about Terry Killer said, you know, that the truck shootout was going to take place Saturday. Like you said, you got a lot of cars there.
But I got to give props to Killing Grudging and everybody, man. That was the damn best racing I've seen at making in a long fucking time, man. I mean, I had put it out there.
His phone dropped, didn't stop.
Before the white boy,
before
the white boy invested their car, now they was sticking their chest out.
No, the white boys, unfortunately, white boys had mechanical problems.
Yeah.
I want to know why Donnie didn't try all y'all. Donnie looked good, goddammit, this weekend.
I've been telling y'all. I told y'all a long time ago. Donnie going to fuck everybody else up. Everybody else.
Okay,
hold on.
I want to let Mike know. You know what, fellas? Like I said, depending on the weather, me and Mike last year, when you try to get too much for the fans, sometimes it's an overload for everything else. Just like we had too many classes that one race, that one time with Mike Ray. The other night at Macon, we just had too much shit. We had too much stuff going on. It wasn't enough time in the day to have all them races because a lot of people, like I said, they don't want to race in the daytime. So you don't start in the daytime, then everybody bunch up at night. So we got to learn. Then, I'll be damned if I do, and if I damn if I do, if we just had a grudge match and then don't nobody grudge, then we ain't seen no fucking races. So I don't know what the hell we got to do with these grudges, y'all. Somebody need to come up with a suggestion or idea or something.
Benefit, right?
Yeah. You got a point there, though. All right, hold on. I got another caller.
No, what I was saying.
Drop this.
I don't know what happened. But what I was saying, I done told you a long time ago, Donnie fasted than y'all think. Diane can beat a lot of them boys. I'm going to say Diane can beat every last one of them boys out there.
I know. When you slap a motherfucker in the mouth right, they don't come back. They just take that guy.
Hey, okay. Hey, hold on. Let me see. Hey, Realtor, you still on the phone, Johnny? Johnny? Did Realtor fall off?
No, I'm here, dog.
Now, I didn't want to start this controversy, but since it came up, I heard in Cold Killer, this was you and Cold Killer, I heard y'all tried to run him again and he didn't want to run no more. Is that right?
He said he was just going to run one race. We tried to run him again, but he said he'd come to do one deal.
All right, well, I can't fault him for that if he said it up front, dude.
No, he told me that. No, I mean, that's his priority. I didn't push it. Tried to push it.
Smart, dog. Smart. Very smart.
Now, I don't know if the talk man was saying I'm smart for real or smart for being funny, but the reason I said it was everybody was going around and said that Cold Killer was scared to run him, and I just wanted to hear it. Realtree just cleared it up. And I can understand what Cold Killer means. If he said he come to kill one motherfucker, that means he got one bullet. He going to try to hit that bitch right in the middle of his heart, in the middle of his motherfucking head, and once he do that, he put his going up. So Realtree just asked
him,
yeah.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
All week long, Lil Rick said he had a damn harpoon. He was going to look for a great white. All week long, he had a harpoon. Then he said if the harpoon wouldn't get the job done, he said, Johnny said, I got a net. They both came up motherfucking hungry and dead.
Tight pants. Johnny just shot
Lil
Rick just shot too damn quick. He missed you.
Guess what? Hey, let me tell you right here. Guns don't kill people. It's the motherfucking idiot that's holding that motherfucker that killed itself.
Dog.
Huh?
I'm on.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Did Dirty Red.
What you want? Hey, yeah, Dirty Red.
Go lay down.
No, hold on. Let Dirty Red. They was talking about it. Let him
lay down. Yeah, I heard that. Who that was asked about that? Somebody told some red. Who that was asked about that?
I don't know. They was on all. Everybody was saying that you throwed the first race. You want to tell them what happened on that first race?
They saying I throwed the first race, but if anybody and one of them seen me out there in the staging lane, I'm out there trying to bet any motherfucker run up to my truck talking about they like that Cutlass, but I got out there and throwed the race. I don't think that adds up too damn good.
This kid, he offered somebody $500 that he was going to gap them.
I'm out there betting $500 in the crowd. I'm going to gap them, but I throwed the race.
Hey, Dirty Red, that's what I'm saying. That's a good thing that you can come on and clear this shit up because that's what the rumors was going around, that you throwed the first race and then you came back and bet more money on the second one and beat the shit out of him.
The first race we did, we had 3,000 locked in. We ended up betting like 36 or something like that.
No, you ain't got to tell how much you was betting. I'm just trying to say, you getting it straight. Whoever that said he did it, hit the one button. If you want to say he throwed it, hit the one button. He on the phone now.
It was a lot of them that said that we did because we had a big controversy up there at the trailer about that right there, saying we throwed the race on that.
Hey, that's why I brought it up because everybody was telling me. I said, shit, you need to talk to Dirty Red.
Yeah. I said, we had some folks up there, you know, we like to turn on another side, you know, somebody saying coming up to our trailer saying they need their money back off that shit there. But the same thing I was telling them, I got on the show tonight. I'm getting on here discreetly now, you know. I'm like I said, anybody up there who seen me down before we ran or when we ran, I got out my truck in the stage lane, walked to the crowd trying to get some bets on the race.
I don't think I'm going to get out there and win a damn bet and get out there and throw a damn race. And I got to sit there and pay them off.
Like I said there, Red, I did hear you say that up in the crowd. You know, you offered this guy $500, so you can go gap him. I said, God damn, man.
And we bet, me and that same guy ended up betting $300 on the damn gap. I sat there and everybody went up to me saying they lost money. They coming up to me bitching my $60 and $70. I just sat here and logged down $2,800 of my own damn money.
Dirty Red, what show you on? You call in Jay Bond show or my show?
I'm on Jay Bond show. They just picked me in unmuted. Ain't nobody say nothing. They just said unmuted.
Oh, I just ran it. Damn, Jay Bond, hey, goddamn it, what the fuck I'm carrying his goddamn show for? I just supposed to be listening on this show, and if anybody had any questions, goddamn it,
I was on the show. That's why I had to hit the one button. They just finally got me on. I tried to check whoever that was who said that.
Hey dog. I gotta say, I'm tired of them guys keep calling me, telling me they try to get in touch with you. Them BNR guys, Ricky Smith and them.
Tell them BNR guys, I said suck out the inside of my asshole. I done already checked them motherfuckers. They done told them I'm not running them. So what the fuck they keep? They but one motherfucker called me. They just sent me a message. I'm not running no BNR. Tell them to suck out my ass.
Okay, I would tell them that, dog, because I'm tired of them. I'm tired of them texting me and calling me. They think me and you sweet for some damn reason.
What I'm trying to say, they tell them they think they got a motherfucking lollipop. Suck the brown part of my lollipop.
Hey, and as for Dirty Red, man, as soon as the race was over, the man came and told me what the problem was. I don't know if he wanted to tell everybody what the problem was, but he told me what the problem was, and if you seen the race, you would see what the problem was. Well, no damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz. Yeah. Hey, Biz, hold on, Dirty Red. I got to clean this shit up because I done got pissed off now. Biz.
Yeah.
Did you hear, goddamn it, Herb come on in and act like, goddamn it, we was... Now, he didn't tell for one side of the story. Did we damn near go down there and like to break our legs off trying to go down there and run that man?
Man, hey, man, that man could get the same race, man. We ain't got to talk no more. When do you want to do it again?
Oh, he came on the show and come up to Piedmont on Thursday. I told him to lock the fuck in. I go to Piedmont. I go 5 hours for that because I know that's... And this time, I know I ain't going to red light because I'm going to look at him, and when I see him lift, I'm coming at him.
did he lock in?
Hell no. Come back. Oh. He came on the show talking shit. Then when I said that, he come on, well, you know my car was broke then. I might not. Okay, if you know your car was broke, what the fuck you telling me to come up there for Thursday for then?
Yeah.
Anyway, hold on. I got a couple more calls on this in show. Let me see what they want. Since y'all show ain't worth a shit, y'all ain't got nobody over there that echoing motherfucking show y'all got. 803-1360. What's up?
Man, I'm just listening, man.
All right. Put no problem, brother. All right, 803-1360, hit the one button and take your
hand down now then.
870-0-0273, go ahead.
What up,
dog? How you doing? You got a lot of background on.
What's up? Hold on. Flynn, hi, later.
What's up, dog?
What's going
on,
dog? Who is this? How y'all doing?
What Dirty Red?
D&D from Arkansas?
Yeah.
Y'all got y'all asshole patched up yet?
We ain't lost nobody.
I know. Yeah, Scooby got that. Scooby said he done married you motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, we've been patched up since then. We've been patched up. What Dirty Red at? He need to take care of that business.
I'm on the line.
Oh, shit. Dirty Red, you on the phone now. You still. Dirty Red.
I'm on the line. I ain't muted. I'm on the line.
Where you at, homie? We've been calling you. We talked to you one night. You ain't answering no more.
Y'all talked to me that night. Like I told you, I was going to send the money, but I ain't going to take nobody down that I got to give the money to. Y'all supposed to call me the next day, me about the sending part.
Look, we call you the next day. You ain't answer. Then I call you another time. You say, okay, well, I'm going to call you in the morning when you get up, and I call you that day. You
I ended up calling you. Matter of fact, y'all called me about 1 o'clock.
Hey, hold up. Hey, somebody's on the... Hey, hold up. Somebody's on a speakerphone or a headphone. Take them off because you're echoing that show. Whoever on the speakerphone or the headphone, take them off. You're echoing the show. Hey, Dirty Red, you done got...
Yeah.
Okay, if it ain't you, you ain't got to say nothing, goddammit. You motherfucker from Arkansas by some dumb motherfuckers, too. Anyway, Dirty Red, you done got caught a motherfucking game.
Say what now?
Dirty Red, you done got caught again.
I can't hear you.
Arkansas,
hey,
go
hey,
ahead,
Arkansas. Hey, Red, we're going to call you tonight and get you that information.
Call me from the number that y'all called. Don't call me from no damn other number now. I don't want to answer them numbers. That's probably why y'all didn't get
it. Hey, what difference does it make what number they call you from, Dirty Red? See, like me, you dodging, motherfucker.
Hey, dog, it ain't no damn dodging. If I were dodging, I tried to pay them guys way to get the Cold Killer Race this weekend and get on the punk
okay,
out money.
I know, but look, let me ask you a question. Dirty Red. If they call you, I don't give a fuck. What difference make what phone number they call you from, Dirty Red?
It's a situation. You can't call me for no any number and expect me to answer. You can't call me for no any number and expect me to answer. I answer the number
that's
on my phone.
Somebody plug
in the SD box up. If you know we call you from different numbers, that means you know you've been dodged.
I don't see it's a number, but I don't answer no number that I don't have. No, I can't answer that from my phone. I'm calling you from 501-598-1. That'll work. I bet that phone don't work when it rains, though. It'll work. I got one number in my phone. I don't know which one it is. I don't even know who I'm talking to now. That's the number that I answer whenever they call. That number ain't even called me.
Dirty Red, you ain't hiding from the police or nothing, are you?
I don't know. I hope not. I just don't answer phone numbers. I don't know like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'll get 501-590-781 on Flim.
That'll work. I don't know what one is, but that'll work. You can
I'm gonna call you. Hold up for a minute, Dirty Red. Hey, Real Tree, go ahead and give me your final thoughts. You said you got to go. Johnny, go ahead and give me your final thoughts, Johnny.
Hey, I enjoyed listening to the show. Cold Killer, Chris, everybody, I appreciate everybody for the props. And we looking for November the 2nd. Anybody wants to come get in our corner, get paid, come see us.
All right, Real Tree.
Hey, Real Tree.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, this kid, DJ, talk to you with him. Hey, look here, man. Bring me up out of damn tennis shoes.
Say it again?
Bring me up out of damn tennis shoes with you.
I hear you. Yeah, it was nice meeting y'all, Kenny.
Yeah, man. It was nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Hey, I enjoyed it, and well, holler at y'all later. I'm old. I got to get to bed.
Okay, Johnny, take care, man. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, take care.
Hey, Viz and Jay Barnes or whoever on that other ragged-ass show, man, get that motherfucker that's on that speakerphone, man, with his echo and shit, man.
My mic is open, but I ain't...
If they start doing
it,
the Viz and Dirty Red got on the phone.
Well, I ain't on speakerphone.
Hello? Biz, y'all see that, Biz?
Yeah.
Hold on,
Dirty
Red. Hold on a minute. All right. I cut that show off. I don't hear the echo. I heard a little girl hollering, but I don't hear no echo. All right, so that's coming from that show.
But Dirty Red, you got cut out there, huh?
No,
I muted the mic.
I just cut your show off, Jay, and I didn't hear no echo. But now when I put your show back on, we hear the echo.
Yeah, we heard it when you were talking still. Let me see. I got two more. Let's see.
I know you're going to hear it if it's on your show. We together. But what I'm saying is I just closed your show now, and I was talking on my show. It wasn't no echo. Everything was okay. But as soon as I opened your show back up and I started talking, you could hear the echo.
All right, it's gone now. So let me...
All right, this Biz right here.
Gone now. You know who it was too, motherfucker. You knew who it was.
Biz. Biz and Dirty Red, mic back open.
Dog, it's still echoing when you muted the show. I heard it.
No, you couldn't, motherfucker, if I muted the show, motherfucker. If I muted the show, you wasn't on my show, you dumbass.
I was still, I can still
don't
listen
tell,
to
don't
it.
Tell
I was hearing
it. Dirty Red, don't
oh,
tell, every
okay.
damn time he do that, he do. Don't you can't tell him shit. Leave him alone.
No, okay. Let me tell you why I know he lying. If I cut your show off, Jay, that means we didn't hear. If everybody on my show that got their mic on can attest to it, we can't hear nothing y'all saying. Dirty Red can't say he listened to my show because they on the internet.
I heard what you were saying because you kept on saying
okay,
hello,
okay,
hello,
okay,
and
okay,
you said
okay,
you cut
Dirty
him
Red,
off.
I'm
show
can't
you
hear. Right now. No, hold on. I'm finna show you where you lying at. I'm finna mute the show out, and I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna come back, and you tell me what the fuck I said.
Muted.
Now listen, Dirty Red, listen on another goddamn show. I don't hear no echo. I don't hear no noise in there. Now listen, Dirty Red got another phone on or something. He don't know what the fuck I said, cause this show is cut off. And I'm gonna see you.
Hey. I'm so glad.
I ain't got another show cut on. I still heard what you said, then.
Dirty Red, I'm so glad.
Dirty Red, what did I say, Dirty Red?
Hold on.
You at me said that Dirty Red got another damn show on another damn show, too.
Okay, if you heard me say that means you listening somewhere or somebody telling you what I said. You got to have a show on to hear me say what I just said on the other show when I muted Jay Barnes them show up.
Hey, Willard.
Jay Barnes, you playing tricks over there, you big head motherfucker.
Willard.
Willard.
Yeah.
Will it out?
Yeah.
Hey, put me in the private room right quick.
Who there?
Arkansas.
Okay. Y'all go ahead, Jay.
All right. Listen, I'll be trying to tell Will it out. He think when he mute the mic on his side that we can't hear.
I still heard everything he said.
You can tell him everything, man, but you can't tell him that. Every time he call into the show, man. I tell him, dog, you got too much noise going on. I got your mic muted, motherfucker.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey,
that man don't understand. Yeah.
Hey, what happened to the
Hello?
Damn truck shooter? That's the question I was finna ask. They canceled it.
No, we didn't get anybody one damn get in it. We didn't have
Jay, we had, me and B came around now, we had 6 trucks signed up and 2 more waiting to sign up. Because the thing that they came up with, everybody was going to put up $50 and y'all put $500 on top of it. When it was time for it, they said they canceled it.
No, well, Ms. B lied. Because Cold Killer, I don't know if he's Cold Killer.
We need to get Ms. B on the line because we signed up. I brought 2 trucks. We signed up. Shaker Racing signed
okay,
up.
Okay. Miss B did a damn good job on what she do, but she was misinformed about that money by putting something on top of something.
See, at first, they
only
said
thing y'all was running for was
belt.
Gonna be the belt. I was gonna run
then,
for the belt. Whatever money y'all want to bet, y'all
do that. Everybody, Mick came around there with her and said, we can do a gamble. You know, everybody can put up $50 or $100. And they're going to put $500 on top of us. So all that went for it. And then.
Yeah, that's
I don't know where that came from.
That's the instruction we told Mick, that we'll put $500 on top of whatever they come up with. And,
that's how we know it about it.
We were waiting on it. I mean, the money was there. We were waiting on the race. And then Miss B told everybody it was canceled. But we ain't never said it was canceled.
Well, she told us because we kept on coming around.
She told him
asking, you know,
but
what we're going to do. She said, well, they really
so,
ain't
so
told
much,
me
nothing. It was so much shit going on, we couldn't get the motherfucker in.
Well, that might be true down there.
That's why
didn't
nobody
get
the belt.
Uh-huh.
It was 2 belts, the single carburetor race they were supposed to race, too.
That's right.
It was just too much shit going on with too many damn cars.
There were too many cars, too many races. They felt like they couldn't get it in, but we. But guess what? Fair Red.
Yeah.
I do better than that, goddammit. We'll put up $1,000. We'll put up $1,000 again, because and you get you 6 cars, it won't cost you shit. And I got $1,000. When you ready?
6 cars or 6 trucks?
6 trucks, man.
I can get them down. They were down that day. Actually, it was more than 6.
Okay.
But it wasn't 6 ones that lined up.
Put it
up. We ain't talking about what done already happened.
Yeah, that man keep talking about what happened last time. When can you be there? We ain't talking about Saturday now. We talking about you got 1,000. You just got 6.
Whenever you tell me, I can. You know I can
Saturday.
Be here. I can.
Saturday.
I know two.
Saturday.
This Saturday, I can be there.
I said you got to get a 6 truck. I got $1,000.
I got the other trucks I can get, but I know we got 3 on for a fact right now.
Put it on. Can you translate?
Yeah.
6 trucks, 1,000.
No,
translate
that's the same. Hey, he can't translate that because he owed him. He's mad on them Arkansas boys. He's gonna try to figure out how he's gonna dodge out paying that punk out money to them Arkansas boys.
I wish they could get their ass down here.
Hey,
I damn sure wish they could.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Jay, I'm gonna add 250 to that pot with you.
I wish they could get their ass down here. I damn sure could.
Uh-huh.
We
ain't talking about them getting mad. We talking about the punk out money. You should have already done paid them, Dirty Red.
Yeah, but we supposed to been got that straight. They act like they didn't damn want it. I ain't going to beg nobody to pay them.
Can you beg 6 trucks for $1,000?
No, $1,250,
Jay.
It's
$1,250. Your mic ain't muted, motherfucker. Why you keep on? Your phone ain't muted. All you got to do is talk, motherfucker.
I can get them there, Jay. I can get them there, Jay.
So we just,
Jay, hold up a minute. Hey, Eyes. Hold up, Jay. Eyes.
Yeah.
Your damn phone ain't muted, man. All you got to do is talk. See, you got to talk, because if you talk low, a bitch can't hear you. You got to holler to get in. Eyes want to, Dirty Red, Eyes want to talk to you, Dirty Red.
Get his ass down.
Hey, Dirty Red.
Yeah.
Won't you get to Holly Springs Saturday? I won't run you.
I got to be in Megan Saturday now. I got to get some trucks up for the truck shootout.
Yeah, you ain't getting no fucking trucks up, man.
I can tell you this. Lock your ass in for making this Saturday, 105 or better, or whatever you want to bet. Not do that.
I got 3 other locked in already at Holly Springs. I want to lock your ass in for Holly Springs with the little truck.
I can't promise. I can't get there this weekend.
They come over to Holly Springs. Get your ass over here.
I can't get that this weekend. I ain't even going to tell that.
Well,
I can't get that this weekend. But if y'all can ever step y'all ass across this Georgia line.
Why y'all wasting y'all time talking to that no racing ass, no punk
no,
out.
No, hold on, no racing ass. I can
move
tell you this.
Hold on.
I'm a no racing ass, but I had 5 good races this weekend. Now, how am I no racing ass?
You ain't going to pay, you ain't going to raise, man. You ain't going to do nothing but fuck around and get the shit kicked out of you, what you going to do.
That's the last thing on my goddamn words right there, getting the shit kicked out of you, something like that. But
Dirty Red, pay that punk out money. Then y'all can talk to something else, man. Go on, pay them folks that punk out money.
No, I tried that. We don't discuss that one time. Like I said, I ain't finna beg nobody to give nobody no damn money.
Three times on my fucking show and you still ain't paid the man. Just pay the goddamn man. Then we won't have to keep coming up with the same bullshit.
The man could have been paid. Like I said, I ain't finna beg nobody to pay them.
Hey, send it over here with Dog Terry.
Hey, Dog,
can I talk for a minute?
Yeah.
I don't got no problem with him not paying the money, man. I just got a problem with him studying all of these fake-ass lockouts up like he going to raise them all the fucking angle.
I'm in Macon, Georgia right now. I ain't too far from Jayborn. Lock y'all ass in for this weekend. They don't go to that rate. I'll make it worth y'all not going over there.
Bring that belt over here, goddamn.
I ain't got no belt. I ain't got no damn truck belt, but like I said, I will make it work, whatever y'all want to come up with to get to making this weekend.
Shit. Get your ass over here. That's
exactly what I thought. Y'all hooping and hollering at me. Y'all want me. I will make it work, whatever y'all can come up with to get to making this weekend.
Like, man, you didn't show up. What you mean? Y'all made the cold kill. Y'all made it to November the 2nd.
November, I will lock their ass in for November the 2nd. I will take my money to Jayborn tonight if they'll do that.
kid. Man,
well, you
get
can carry the J-Balls in there. You ain't got to wait. You can just go on carry the J-Balls anyway. You own it anyway. Go on carry the J-Balls.
For what? I'm finna lock him in. I ain't gonna owe on that.
Now, take J-Balls $300. We'll get him a J-Ball.
Tell J-Balls to put that $1,000 up in Holly Springs and you get your narrow ass over here with it. That's what the fuck
I just said
do.
I ain't gonna make it this weekend. I can't come there for this weekend.
Oh, well, shut
I
the
just
fuck
said
up.
That.
You came to Montgomery, you ain't make it to Montgomery neither. Shut the fuck up then.
Okay, like yeah. I said, I'm doing something y'all ain't doing. Did y'all ain't doing
you,
no motherfucking racing.
You racing at home,
goddamn
it. We raced all over the goddamn country, son.
Y'all ran one damn person 2-3 times, that damn Scooby. Y'all ain't ran no goddamn body else.
You got us fucked up, boy. You got us all fucked up.
Y'all ain't ran nobody else but Scooby.
Hey, man.
So how in the hell I'm not racing with y'all ain't ran one goddamn person?
Hey, Jay Bond, send that $1,000 over here so he can chase that $1,000 because he don't really want to come over
there. I don't
care if
it's $5,000. I can't get over there this weekend. I can't go there for this weekend.
You can't go nowhere, goddamn me, 2 hours.
You get your ass to Macon,
it.
I will lock you in $1,000 or $5,000 or better. Not that.
And you hollering that shit, goddamn me, $13.
I'm not hollering that. I'm trying to tell you what I would do. I would lock you in $1,000 or $5,000 or better for making this weekend.
What the fuck makes you think we going to come way over there for your ass again?
Okay,
you think we going to come over there for twice? On a locker with Dirty Red.
Well, I'm telling you now what I would do for y'all scary asses.
No, you
y'all ain't talking about some, I ain't racing. Y'all ain't ran but one guy.
That right, Willie Dog told you. You ain't paid that $300 yet.
Hey, Terry. Hey.
Yeah.
Ain't done what you said you going to do that first yet.
Hey, just kidding, man.
It's coming over there to y'all this weekend. I'm going to send it by somebody this weekend over there because he coming to y'all race.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kenny coming over there. Kenny, ain't you
that's
coming out with Spring Fest?
That's exactly what I was just going to tell you. Kenny coming over there this weekend. I will give him $300 by him.
I ain't got to do all that. I'm sticking in the money gram and sending it over there. Shit.
I will send y'all money by Kenny this weekend.
Hey, we already told that man, Monty Graham, Little Rock, Arkansas, he ain't done that shit yet. Why he sitting over here talking about we
man,
like
we ain't even got
paid.
A motherfucking Monty Graham down this way.
Man, we got to work for you, man. We got Monty Graham all around this motherfucker down here.
Man, you can go to Walmart and buy a green
dollar. We ain't got no Walmart. We ain't even got a fucking
$3.
Store that's selling 24 hours down my way.
They ain't got no Walmart.
Hey, you got a Walmart. You can send us $297. It costs $3 in a green or get a green dot money pack.
I just said what I would do. I would send them $300 by Kenny this weekend. I want to get it to y'all personally. And check this out now. Hold on before you say something. When he give you them $300, hold on. I'm going to send him $500 more, so that'll be $800 to lock y'all ass in for Mike Hill race on November the 2nd, 5-on-25 or better.
I just said they keep missing me. I can't say nothing about what I can do. I'm sending them their money. Hold on.
When Kenny give you them $300, he gonna give you $500 more. To get your ass to damn Mike Hill race November the 2nd.
Man, what?
Now, can we do that?
Give up.
It's not a twist.
You gonna get it. Hold on, man. It's not a twist. You gonna get the $300. Hold on. You gonna get the $300. But I'm asking you if I can. I'm going to send Kenny $800. The $300 yo, you can throw it in the trash. I don't give a damn. But he's going to give you $500 more to lock your ass in for Mike Hill.
Let me ask you a question, Dirty Red.
It'll be a whole lot fucking easier if you just bring your ass to Holly Springs and bring that three and whatever.
I cannot make it. I cannot make it this weekend. I have my kids this weekend. I can't go there for the weekend.
Let me talk some, Dirty Red. Listen, the easiest thing to do is that $300, bring it with you, and whatever else you want to run for, and get your ass down. That's how you can get your reputation back. Don't nobody believe what motherfucker.
Man, I can tell you that I don't give a fuck about that reputation shit, but you keep missing. I just said, I have my kids this weekend. I cannot go that far this weekend. I just said that. But the $300 yours. And I'm going to give him $500 more to get y'all scared and ass into my ear race.
Dirty Red, I've been getting on these talk shows for 2 years. Every fucking freaking race you have an excuse. You don't ever show up, man.
Okay.
I really wish you to stop talking about it.
I can't do no better than that. I just said the $300 yours.
Hold on.
But
hold
I'm trying
on,
to give you $500 more to lock in.
But the last time you raised me in Holly Springs, you know what happened. And that's why I'm coming back.
I ain't worried about it. You said one kid to one kid, and you know we set up on one kid mostly.
I don't know what you set up on and don't care.
Hey, Jay Bars.
Yeah.
Jay Bars, what happened at Memphis when he realized? Did he drive back around him or what?
Yeah, but he let up on for a day because he knew he had red light eyes. I mean, you know.
$100 say we gapped y'all's asses one kid to one kid.
God damn. Hey. The man, he done took your bet, huh? Who gonna call it?
Hey.
Did he go?
Hey,
who gonna call it? Who gonna call it?
Every time we there at the same time, we gonna race.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. After y'all go to Holly Springs, I'm going to put up $1,500. No, I'm going to put up a... Izzy, don't tell me. I'm going to pay Ives, and I'll pay Arkansas to get him so that Dirty Red won't have no more damn excuses. So I'm going to give each one of y'all $500 to get over him. Jesse, so y'all get the damn, just so that damn Dirty Red can show y'all what time it is. That goddamn Dirty Red ain't nothing to play with.
Weezy.
Each one of y'all get 500 on whatever day y'all started making. Huh?
Weezy, when you want to do that, Jesse?
Anytime, look on the schedule, make sure ain't nobody got no race going on. And either one of y'all, both of y'all come. And then Dirty Red can't goddamn hide. Dirty Red gonna have to stand up and do what he gotta damn do.
Man, Dirty Red been trying to run us for 2 fucking years. They ain't made it yet.
If you come to his hometown.
Hey, let's do it on the. Hey, let's do it on the. High heel race. We ain't got no race that day. We gonna think.
Jay said Mason, man. Did you not hear what he said? He said Mason.
I can't. Now y'all can do it. Y'all can do it at November 2nd. I ain't got no problem with that. But I can't pay you on November 2nd. I ain't got no way to get the money back. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all work it out, we can put the bet up at Mike Hill. If they gonna, it might be a situation where two.
Jay, you need to stop telling that lie. You can't put the money up November 2nd. Yeah, you responsible.
No, I can't. But I'm okay. It might put it up. I will send it back.
Oh, you didn't know Mike was on that goddamn show, did you, Jay?
Hey, trust me. You can put your red nigga logo on the fence.
We can send it back, though. We don't mind sending the belt. Y'all get Mike to do something. Hey, y'all can ask him something right now. Y'all ain't scared to talk to Mike Hill, are you?
Nah, what about this weekend at Holly? Hell. Call Wick. Let him put that belt up.
call Wick.
Yeah, call Wick. Let Wick put the belt up.
Wick's still in the hospital.
Wick can't use cell phone in the room.
That motherfucker can answer the phone.
Did the outfield.
I seen him at the track yesterday. He walking around all right.
He had to go back here last night, though.
They got a suite in the emergency room over there. He's not over there landing bed.
Hey, Jay, what about the bed at Holly weekend?
You got to get somebody. I mean, y'all don't. I don't mind. But we got Mike Hill on the phone right now. So all you got to do really is make sure that Mike got time. The belt going down. Y'all all said y'all was going down.
You're right, Jay.
You're right, Jay. You're right.
Hold on. When the dog had the mic,
Wild Man had the mic, and then Pro Stock go. I ain't had the mic. Now
hold on
mic.
A minute.
And
I turned my mic ahead to him. I told him they can have it built. I'll win it back from him because I had racing to do, motherfucker. I had racing to do. Do you realize we had 23 motherfucking cars? I had trouble,
Jay,
and some of the bitches broke all the goddamn shit I had to do around that man.
Who was that preacher y'all had on the microphone one time? I heard somebody preaching. I heard the trailer working. Somebody was preaching one time.
I think that was Pro Stock Joe.
I said, let's tell everybody.
He's telling a lie now because he's trying to formulate it. He's telling a goddamn lie with whatever he's going to say.
Hey, dog, let me tell you what. Hey, dog, listen to this. Listen to this. Dog, can you hear me? I'm going to go on somebody else's damn line. I'm going to go on somebody else's line because my call is blocked as the host when I'm still on the damn show.
It's blocked, you say, Jay?
No, the whole
thing. Because you got a fucked up ass show.
But I'm still on the damn. But I'm still on.
That's because you got a fucked up show, Jay. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I'm on somebody. I got to be on somebody else's damn. Somebody else's line. But hey, dog. Dr. Tom, open the call back to you.
Something wrong with Jay, man. Y'all hear me? Something wrong with
Jay for real, man.
Hey, boys,
up
here.
Hey,
dog.
Yeah.
I heard y'all at the safety. That was a
good. The wet.
As I heard when y'all was talking about the safety issues, I was working. I couldn't get on. I had a lot of background noise. I said, they towed my ass up. I had to get in the tow truck my damn self this morning. So I had a lot of background. I heard about the safety issues and stuff on the show and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Hey, but look here, on my show, Mike can call to get in on Jay Bond's show. It might be some room in there. This your show gonna go off in about ten more minutes. This show gonna go off. Jay Bond's in my thing. They done got smart. Now they can go another extra hour now.
Hey Jay, we can't lie to you because we called me about 2 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Hey man, can I get back to Birmingham? He was in Minnesota. He went through downtown. I was weak. He supposed to got on 285 and went back home. He was delusional. Didn't even know how to get home. So he was fucked up.
Yeah, it fucked me up over there.
Goddamn, I do that kind of shit to you, boy.
Oh, that boy naked. That boy naked.
They said I had you throwing up like a motherfucker.
Bitch, I'm out the bushes. I had to get in that 29 Tyrese to get your ass, but I got you, goddamn.
You were so scared. I was scared of shit.
I was scared of shit. I told y'all, motherfucker, wherever I get on your ass, I'm going to get you. And I finally got your bad ass, boy.
You knocked me off, baby. Fuck me up. I admit it. I'm going to shut it like a man. Fuck me up.
I didn't want to show my goddamn card like that, but I had to show it just to get your bad ass.
Did you see a couple of Holly Springs or not? That's all I ask.
I don't know. I told you if you locked me in down yonder, I was coming. You wouldn't lock me in.
I ran you. We gambled.
Now, hell. What happened was you drawed me in the second round. I drawed one right lane. Three more people drawed. Then your four, you came up fourth, and you drawed one left lane. Yo, goddamn hard, I seen in your chick go down to your stomach. You motherfucker.
You ain't seen nothing. But then you go over there
throwing up. Hey, dog. That motherfucker. Dog, when you let it reach in that sack, that's how I've been hard with beating good. when he drawing that one left.
Hey, but naked. Now I gotta admit, now I saw Whit when he pulled it out there and know it was you. I saw him trying to throw it back in the bag.
he didn't want that shit there, boy. Well, boy, I told you. Let me tell you this. I told you whenever I get you, I'm gonna lay my dick on your back, and I laid it on your back, boy. Fuck you right.
You ain't doing that. You ain't doing that, man.
Hey, I want all y'all to know, you better call Jay Bond's show to get in, because this show finna go off in 5 minutes. But 803-13-1360, you might, if you want to say something, you better say it right quick.
Hey,
there
ain't no dick on
this
show. This
show
full, dog. We don't play around. This is a full show over here.
Your show ain't full, bitch. I didn't call it that. That's how I know it. Don't tell that fucking lie, you black bitch. I just called the motherfucker 3 times and got in every time I called.
I did
you a favor, let everybody know that you might go a little longer. But I gotta keep it fair, Whit. Bo Negan.
Yeah.
Is it okay for Whit to talk? If you want me to mute his mic, I gotta mute his mic because you own his motherfucking ass now.
Yeah, go ahead, dog. Go ahead. I ain't gonna do them like they do me, but go ahead.
All right, Whit, you can talk, Whit. Go ahead, Whit.
I ain't got nothing to say.
J-Bond. You put the dick in your hole. You ain't put no dick. Hold on. I gotta make an announcement. I didn't want to tell everybody, and I see it. I want all y'all to know. I can't tell it yet. I can't reveal everything yet. But Buck Negan is on the new manager. God damn it, that bitch erases if it's 50 degrees, he erases if it's 40 degrees, he erases the motherfucking snow, he erases on the motherfucking ice. Buck Negan went to the doctor gave him a new dick. He said, whatever that needs to be fucked, he got a dick to fuck him with.
Wait, man, you gonna fall out if you let Bud Negan keep talking to you like that. No, I ain't got that.
Hey, but he can't, what, hey, he can't do that,
hey.
Buck Negan.
It was a legitimate grid. I tell you who was in the bag, that goddamn BT ass was in the bag too.
Tag man, I gotta go. We about to hang up. Tag Tag Man. That's the new bucket naked, man.
Hey, we got everything out of Georgia's ass whipping. He's been dodging for the longest. Coming up with all kind of excuses. But we finally got that motherfucker. We finally got him.
Let
me tell you, if I come to Holly Springs, it's going to be the same goddamn thing, homie. You know this. Ain't nothing y'all got in that captain room with me. Nothing. That's why I told you to lock in all three of them bitches. I was going to walk up the ladder fuck
y'all
on y'all one
about a minute, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to cut off about a minute. Jay Bond's been so happy. He called me and I want y'all to tell you, he paid me. Said, dog, I want you to simulcast my show every week. Ever since you do that, my statistics have went up a lot, man.
And none of my camp outrun you. You said it now, but
why you ain't booked that show a little longer then?
Hey, we want that candy cane.
My show been
off
for four motherfucking hours, bitch.
We want the candy cane.
As long as you can book them, whole ass motherfucker. No, you don't.
Bring your ass to Phoenix City. We want candy cane.
You sold up for $1,000.
Bring your ass to Phoenix City. We'll take on that candy cane, motherfucker.
No, you got to come to Holly Springs, buddy. Come on
to
Holly Springs.
No, bring your ass to Phoenix City. We want candy cane.
I'm not coming to Phoenix City. I ain't coming nowhere else.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
You better not come nowhere else. You better not leave that goddamn yard, motherfucker.
That's that glad show with a dog got the one off, y'all. Boy,
They called in all kind of them. They had all kind of paramedics and shit. They did a natural. They were trying to figure out it was a national disaster going on. they kept sending ambulances down to the zoo and picking up folks and taking them to the damn emergency room. Like, damn.
They got them butt niggas.
They got a hole on that song, Jay. But nigga, they got right yet. He still butt naked. So if he ever get a tumor, it's almost gonna be on.
And they know it. They goddamn know it.
But nigga, I've been kicking your nuts off for the last two months, bro. But I'm gonna give you hands, give you props tonight, bro. You doing that for real, bro?
Oh yeah. We do our country, boy.
And now, but nigga, ain't nothing to play with. That nigga came down there, and boy, believe me, that's the last person we want to lose to.
That arena that song has been decking me. That man been decking me. For the longest. Then he wouldn't bit me but $1,100, but a bet is a bet. That's good enough. As long as I got that ass. I didn't give a damn, he ain't bit me but $2. I had to get it.
Yeah, you look good, but nigga, I can tell you that.
Y'all up moving my mic, crazy black bouncer.
Look at that, motherfucker.
Look at that dog.
He can't get rid of that.
Hey, see, I'm smarter than the Noda goddamn. Hey, see, I'm smarter than the Noda goddamn. No, my show's gonna go off. And so I got on your show so y'all couldn't cut me off. But you know that bitch wasn't full when I called. I told everybody to call him. I had to pull back up again.
That motherfucker's full, man.
Hey, you know you... You know I'm telling the truth. Look at your damn position from now on out. Them bitches go up, but them bitches went way up since we've been getting along. If you don't get along, motherfucker, I ain't going to help your black ass. You got to send me my check.
That's one thing, dog. I don't mind. Help me, dog. If that's what it damn take, help me. Yeah. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Hey, Jay Bone. Told y'all, I can't tell you yet. I told you, hey, Buck Nigga is on the new management. This is the new, his name ain't Buck Nigga no more. His name is Buck Nigga. You better watch him now, J-Bo. Don't let him get around your family. Because if he done got so fucked up now, he'll take his dick out and fuck somebody that don't get way in.
Boy, you wild. You wild, dog. You wild.
Hey, man, ain't that the new
bucket
naked type, man?
Butt to the naked, dog. Butt to the naked.
Hey. I'm going to say, still be in November 2nd, where you'll be at.
Hello? Say what?
November the 2nd, where will you be at, Butt Naked?
Who I'm speaking with?
It's Kenny.
Kenny? Oh, Kenny, we're going to try our best to goddamn make it to the Rays over there. See what we're doing. Yep. Goddamn, we got to put this motherfucker up and do some prepping on it, get it all back together. But if they ever bring their ass out of Holly Springs, back over their way, we'll take on that goddamn candy cane they got. Just let them see that they ain't doing it.
Tony Wright's been looking at you, but they...
Tony Wright don't want these goddamn problems. That's all he gonna do is look. I bust that motherfucker head to the white meat.
Tell him what size tie you on, fucking nigga. Tell him what size tie you on, man.
28. Stop suspension. Not back. Not full length. Not back half. Not nothing. Stop suspension. Broke to the flow pane. Ain't no stop sign.
Hey, fucking nigga, hold on a minute. They don't know you're the real fucking nigga. Let me let them. Fucking nigga, can you hear me?
I hear you.
You need to call out some names, and I want you to tell me what the fuck you care about them.
Say what? Say what now? Say that again?
You tell me what the fuck you care about them.
Not a damn thing.
Daddy Crush.
What is that? Not a goddamn thing.
A cold killer.
I gotta respect that motherfucker, that man.
Motherfucker, if I ever know what you big ass son of a bitch.
Shit, Jay smart.
No, he ain't.
No, the fuck he ain't smart. No, the fuck he ain't. He ain't smart with a fuck.
Hey, Kevin, hope you we talk about Real Tree, you, and you know the great one. Hey, James. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Ken. Yeah, neither one of y'all motherfuckers tell Lil Rick that that harpoon didn't goddamn work.
Hey, Tyman, you got a point there.
He ain't get on the show. I want y'all to let the motherfucker know because I had to listen to him. He got a dog. Don't worry about it. I got a harpoon. I got a goddamn. If that don't catch him, I got a net.
He thought that underwater cage was going to save, and that goddamn great white came in that goddamn cage.
Boy, you seen it.
He came in there and got him there. Fucked him up, trying to move his dog.
Hey, nah. Y'all put Lil Rick on the list. Hey, wait, Brady at. Joey Cat, Brady, he need to work on another video. Because we
coming
got
out.
Another snuck down
out.
The line.
Since that video, it's been two snuffers since then, ain't it?
Yeah, man. We going to have a... Hey, you're going to be able to get some, pop your bag of popcorn for this year over with, and then sit back and eat your bag of popcorn.
I got a disclaimer. You remember back 2 weeks ago when I asked out how long Lil Rick been doing the grill thing? He said he was kind of fresh. He showed my point exactly Saturday.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
no,
he didn't. He red-lit it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Get what? I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Now, ask Dog how long he been goddamn racing. To the long move your point. Okay.
Well, I understand, he went red, too. Tight. I understand that. But that was a heavyweight bout. That was a heavyweight fight for Lil Rick.
I see Larry Holmes get knocked out in the first goddamn 30 seconds. So what did Michael Spinks do?
Yeah.
You can't praise a man when these drivers do their job and they make one mistake and that's just, oh, shit, he just made a little simple mistake.
Oh, yeah, he made a mistake, but I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Jay Stallone.
Yeah, Jay on it.
Hey, but nigga, man, you and Jay, y'all, they lured me into a fucking trap, man. But, hey, Jay, I want to ask you a question.
All right, go ahead, Wick.
Hey, that was a great jink race this weekend, wasn't it?
It was, Wick. Hold on, I got to call back. Hold on.
Hold on, Jay, I got to ask
Jay,
you a question,
fuck
man.
The show up.
Oh, shit.
Can I ask you, Hey, Jay.
I got to get Tony Byron on. I'll be on Tony Byron. Call me just then. Y'all gonna have trouble.
Hey, Jay. And Wick talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
That was a grudging race.
Is any grudging cars going to be in Holly Springs this weekend? That's what I'm trying to ask you.
Is this trick-or-treat weekend?
Yeah.
Damn, that mother come up quick. Wick, it is, Wick.
Y'all lured me into a trap, and I like to lure y'all in too.
Hey, Wick. Now I'm gonna get that girl out of email, but you know you gonna talk so bad about it.
I need grudging cars there. I don't need no grudging people there. I don't really fuck with y'all like that.
It is going to be somebody there. We're going to be there. But now I got one more question for you.
Is any grudging cars going to be there? Cars.
You locked in with a grudging car. What the hell are you talking about?
What grudging car I'm locked in with?
White Trash, the governor of Michigan. Damn, Wick.
Well, I ain't talking about that bullshit-ass race.
He called this morning crying. He called this morning crying. Don't keep blocking all that bullshit.
Hold on, I'm gonna get Tony Bynum. We're gonna get this shit corrected.
That guy right there, he look good, Saturday.
That woman put Tony Bynum in the hospital.
That goddamn face the plant look real good, Saturday.
Everybody, the grudge racer of the year for the last 3 years consecutive, the baddest man in the land. The reason that Willie Dawg get up and go to the bathroom every morning. Everybody introduce and bow your head, Tony Bynum. Bob Bynum, what's going on?
What's up, Devon? Somebody called me and said they were talking a lot of shit on the internet tonight.
Bob Bynum, I don't know why they don't know what time it is, boss. I mean, they ain't got no respect, boss. You need to get them in line. You see how quiet the damn phone them got? Look how quiet. Ain't nobody saying shit now, boss.
It been not saying that, because you know I lock them in with hammer.
Oh.
It's so slow. Now, Devon.
Yeah.
Devon.
Uh-huh.
They can say hammer piece of shit and slow as hell, but I bet won't want nobody locking in for Thursday night at Jackson.
Nah. Anybody say that, boss? Hold on. Sound like I hear. Is that what I think it is? That's a damn mouse peeing on top. Listen. Goddamn, boss took all this damn.
Hey. Who got a small talk call you want to do something with Bo J? Who want to do something with Thriller? Or who want to do something with Hammer? Anybody want to do anything out here? Any kind of class?
You know, Doc, can you unmute somebody's mic, boss? You don't mute all the mic, boss. Oh, you don't mute all the mic.
J-Bond, is that respect or what? That's what's going on right now in respect, J-Bond. This is what you're looking at. This is what you're hearing right now. Everybody on the radio show, this is what the word respect means, okay? You're seeing it in live picture action. You're getting on here, I'm trying to call out anybody with Thursday Night Jackson, and so much respect, everybody got cotton in their mouth now. That's what's called respect. You're all right or wrong, Jay? Hello? Is the whole radio show going on mute, Jay? Thursday Jackson with the hammer call. Right now.
That goddamn ball fine. That goddamn ball fine. Nah. I see somebody type that shit on the internet. Look. I want somebody to type that shit on the internet. Type that shit.
Tony, why didn't the hammer race over? Why didn't the hammer race in Macon?
Race for what? When nobody lock me in, just like nobody won't lock me in there. What's the difference between making it in that jack? You listening, you asking y'all questions. Are you listening to your ears? You asking the question, why would nobody lock me in making that? The same reason why nobody won't lock me in there. I don't know. Don't answer that question.
Yeah, you know how to really fuck up a show. I'm going to tell you that, right? Do it on air.
I'm trying to get away from it.
No, Jay, you just go lay down.
Damn, what's that track here?
He ain't smart at all. Yo, he ain't smart at all. That bitch, hey, dog, Jay Bond, he just like that old damn dumbass dog in the backyard that keep digging up his brother. You know his brother dead, and he's going to keep digging that bitch up.
Jay Bond. Jay Bond, dog in that business car got one end to clear. Your dog in the business car got one end to clear with Hammer.
Hammer time. One in the clear.
Jenny
Hammer time.
Hammer time. Clear.
Hammer time. Jenny. What about Lil Rick? What about Lil Rick?
Lil Rick head up.
Hey, Jay Bond. Now, see, I don't understand now, Jay Bond. I don't understand you now. Jay Bond, can you hear me?
Why you got everybody on mute?
Tony, I said Hammer look like a Hammer. You need to take a sledgehammer and put to the motherfucker. That's what Tony said.
That's good.
Nah.
That's fine,
You ain't the only one on the phone, Tony.
Hold up. Tony, back to the damn lie. You ought to take that bitch to the crusher and crush that bitch.
You got one and one. Tony might have been baiting the bitch.
But, boss, if you was baiting the motherfucker, if I had a cop, you could motherfucking win me.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I'm trying to race, man. I wouldn't even do that, but somebody said that, Hammer ain't coming out some shit, so I'm trying to race.
Yeah, that'll be up to me now, that's my opinion, boss, but if you were trying to bet a bit, you won me. Hold on, tight. I done fooled y'all like that so many times.
You done come out there and jumped on me and thought I was slipping, but what happened? Get beat.
Hold on a minute, let me finish right quick. Hey, hold up, I'm going to be quiet, when I lie, y'all stop. See, that's why they didn't want you on there, because you don't let no fucking body else talk. This is what I said, and I ain't lying. I said, goddamn, it's a nice-looking car, but goddamn, it's sad to die and goddamn, it make him. If you was trying to fool somebody like it wasn't worth a shit, you fool the hell out of everybody down there, because it looked like shit. Now, whoever took that back to you, tell them to take that dick out their mouth for a sorry dick-sucking motherfucker.
No. What I said was, when a man come out there with a new car and try and test new things, that's what I'm doing. But if I really, really wanted to race somebody like I do now, all they got to do is lock in.
Okay, I tell you what then. Now, since I'm gonna be a pussy. I'm gonna be the pussy for you. You got the back tie. You put 28s on that motherfucking Hammer. You got the back tie.
Oh man, come on. I ain't got 28s on. I
don't want to start saying about nothing about no parts, but I don't want none of that stuff if you get something right.
No, I got two cars with 28s on it. I got two cars with 20s on. I ain't got to take car ties on one car for this. Don't worry, Tony. You ain't going to get your ass on the road out there. I'm going to run you head up. You ain't got to get nobody. Tony, just wait. I'm going to fuck you up. You don't realize what I'm cooking. You know what the crock pot is? Motherfucker, you in the crock pot right now.
Good.
Jay, did y'all say if I put 20s on my car, give me the back tie? I got two cars with 28s on it. I don't want no back tie. I will run him head up. I don't need no back tie. I got two cars with 28s. And guess what, Jay?
All you dick-sucking bitches on the phone, with the exception of Tyke, man, he the only one on here with good sense. He the only one on here ain't scared. Tyke, man, explain to that motherfucker what a crock pot is. He don't understand what a crock pot is.
Yeah, he do.
I don't know what a crock pot is. Where's the crock pot?
That's where you put your neck bones and all your shit in there, or your peas and stuff, and it cook real slow. Dog said he gonna fuck you up.
He gonna fuck you up. Tony,
let me tell you something, boss. You real smart now. All that you knew a show was going on last week. You ain't got a lot, Mary Soul in.
I just thought about something. I'm going to see if Tony going to tell the truth. Tony, did I not tell you when you first got there that I'd run you head the fuck off throughout the trailer with that goddamn Camaro? What did you tell me?
I'm not gonna run nobody off the trailer.
Okay,
Black
man, my case closed then. I told the bitch I ain't scared of the motherfucker. I told the bitch I'd run him head the fuck off.
I wouldn't know her. I wasn't gonna do that, but I will try.
How did I know that? You Tony Vine. Now, Tony Vine is the dumbest bitch in racing. He'll try anything.
Yeah, that boss run a race out of the year 8 times going.
Jay Bonds.
Tony, let me ask you one question. This is just for Tony Bine. I want everybody else to be quiet because I don't want nobody to answer this, but Tony Bine, I swear, if you tell me, I know you fuck a lot of girls because you got a lot of kids, so I know you're getting a lot of pussy. But can you just tell me the secret? How did you goddamn it fuck Jay Bonds into coming back to you again? Tell me that secret, Tony.
Jay Bonds is not with me. Jay Bonds is he's the host of the show. He can talk to anybody. What I'm trying to say, I'm trying to get Jay Bonds $250 if he convinced you to race me for at least $500. That's all. You got to run me $5 for Thursday night. I'll run you head up with Stula or head up with Bojack.
Okay, lock that in. Jay, he got to give you $250, though. Lock that in. I'll lock in for that. Straight off the trailer, head the fuck up, me and Bojack. Lock that up.
We locked in. That's locked. Jay Bonds, you got $250. Jay, I need that $250, Jay, because I'm going to put $250 with it and running. Hey, Jay Bonds, you hear me, Jay? No, what time? What time we got to run by? 9 o'clock. Head up 8 Mile Pro, keep flip for lanes. Bojack, no, Tony.
You get in the lane you want, bitch.
I get in the lane I want. Head up 8 Mile Pro Trip. Bojack gets Wiz. We locked in the whole 500.
Shut up, tight man.
That's a bet, Tony.
Jay Bonds,
we locked in with Dog Biz Mustang.
You said Wiz.
The green Mustang. The green and black Mustang. Huh? Dog in his bed. The same car Dog racing out there making. That's what we're running with Bojack. We're head up 8 Mile Pro Tree. $500 or better. $500 lock. And Jay Bond, you get $250 when you see me.
You got to give Jay Bond that $250. Because, Jay, I need that $250. That's part of the goddamn thing. I told you that.
I don't care. As long as you get the $250, I'm not finna go look for Jay Bond. But if Jay Bond, I'm not finna go look for Jay Bond. But if Jay Bond, I'm not finna go look for Jay Bond. But if Jay Bond, I'm not finna go look for Jay Bond.
Okay, now, Jay Bond, can I get the $250 from Tony?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get it. I'm gonna get the two fifty from Tony tomorrow. I'm giving the J Bonds. I ain't paying no money. No, Tony, you smart, but you talking to a motherfucker that taught you. No, that ain't gonna work, sir. That is not gonna work.
If J Bonds owe me $250, I'm asking him the $250 you supposed to give him.
I can go get the $250 tomorrow.
I come out and get it tomorrow.
How much money? Hey, Jay Bonds can loan you $5 you want to, but when I see Jay Bonds, he get you up his own. That's what I'm saying. No, it ain't no bet then, sir. No, the fuck, I ain't. I told you, boy, you might be smart, but I'm smarter than you. What you mean smart? I'm going to say I'm paying Jay Bonds $200.
You said you owe Jay Bonds $250. Jay Bonds owe me $250. He told me I can come get it from you. How come you can't give me the $250 when I come get it?
I said, when I see Jay Bonds, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, Tyke Man.
Yeah, you wrong, dog. If you ain't tight, man, shut the fuck up, you goat mouth pussy sucking bitch.
You dick licking, dog. 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 You you scared my razor, fuck. BT. Shut the fuck up. Tony don't have to fuck this bitch right now. This hole is nothing in his mouth.
You think you got that slick? You ain't doing it but fuck.
Hey, I'm not slick, you goddamn motherfucking meaty mouth motherfucker. Won't you shut the fuck up? If it wasn't for me, motherfucker, you might have been out on the road dead. I stopped buck naked them up killing your bitch ass this weekend, so shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I'm on my motherfucking knees. Me and Type Man on that crying and begging for them motherfuckers that was gonna kill your motherfucking ass. Be quiet.
Well, you motherfucker,
okay.
Right. Motherfucker.
Well, hey, who y'all want to kill the bitch? Go ahead and kill him now.
You ain't get mad at that motherfucker for pointing out the obvious, motherfucker. You scared? You say you scared.
Tight man. Would you?
Cause you fucking scared. I'm calling it like I fucking see it, motherfucker.
Come on, scared, bitch.
You locked it, goddamn.
I want you to get a fucking rain and put me and BET in that motherfucker. I'm gonna see what's going on with the goddamn man this weekend.
Now you're gonna see what's going on with the fucking man. That's what you're trying to do. Now you ugly son of a bitch, you want to die early now. See, you better live your old ass life. Quit fucking with
I don't care what happens. I don't want no police or whatever. Just get me and BET. If you can get me and BET, I'm gonna show this motherfucker whether or not he's your man or not.
If I can do it to everybody else, if I can enforce it on everybody else, I enforce on your motherfucking ass.
And I'm
going to
enforce on your ass this weekend.
You just lock the motherfucker in.
Which one of us got the biggest mouth and which one of us a pussy this weekend. You going to fuck me up. I'm going to fuck
you, motherfucker.
I'm telling you right now. When I come in there, bitch, put up in the fucking rain. Nobody's going
to
mind you. Because he's killing me. If he's killing me, if I beg you to stop killing me, if you don't, let the bitch kill me.
All I
got to
do is blow on your motherfucking weak ass. All you got to do is blow on your weak ass. You're going to fall out, you old cripple bitch.
I'm gonna fall, but I'm gonna bring you down with me. I'm gonna be on the ground, and when I get you on the ground, bitch, you ain't no touching me on that ground.
I bet you I ain't gonna be down with you, motherfucker. My feet gonna be on top of your motherfucking triple ass.
I ain't gonna
bitch.
Say that, BT. I won't say that. And Whit, I want you to put $500 on whoever goddamn be able to walk out of that bitch or crawl out. I don't give a fuck what you allow with. I'm going to slap the fuck out of BT when I see him. I don't threaten. I'm going to tell you what I do. When I see that bitch, I'm going to his ass. I'm going to physically go to his motherfucking ass. He might beat the fuck out of me, but I'm going to be the first
motherfucking
listener. I will be waiting on your goddamn ass. You better be waiting, motherfucking. This ain't I'm a J-Bars and all them motherfucking pussy bitches. I'm going to show you, bitch, all this talk. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You might beat the fuck out of me. I'm coming for your bitch ass.
I enforced it on your ass. There ain't no exemption for you. Now you mad. Weak bitch. You're a weak bitch. Now take that and run to the goddamn bank, motherfucker. If I can enforce on your motherfucking ass. Who the fuck you think you here? I'm scared no motherfucking body. Fuck you. You locked the man in, now you trying to bag out the motherfucking lockup, you weak bitch.
Take that however you want to take it.
They ain't gonna take that bet, boss. They know what you're doing, boss. They know you're laying.
I'm
laying,
feeling soft, J-Ball. We need to call that car possum. We're going to call that car possum. We're going to call it possum. It ain't hammer. It's possum. They know you playing possum, bro. Boss, they know you playing possum. They ain't going to bet against you, bro. Boss, they ain't going to bet against you.
Hey, Tony, back to our lock. Tony, back to our lockout race before we was interrupted by that dick liquor. You on the phone, boss?
Yeah, oh, you pussy motherfucker.
Hey, BGT, we asking you to stay out of this.
You sound like a weak.
Once we get this out, then you can talk.
Don't call me, man, because you don't want me to call you, man. Fuck you. Hey, say that to your motherfucker. Fuck
your mama, man.
Fuck your mama, you goddamn bitch.
Oh, yeah,
we
lock your business. Damn it. Echo J, what you going to do with this ragged ass show, man? I'm trying to talk to Tony for this lock-in.
All right, go ahead. Let's get this
lock-in
done now.
Okay, right, now, I'm locking Tony in 500 on 500. I see the bet was that bitch-ass motherfucker that was trying to say, part of that was contingent on you getting 250 if you got me to lock in. That's what I'm saying. So unless you get the 250 then, and that means it with no real lock-in. I've got that.
Come on, if I'm wrong,
say me. Tony said it. If you get somebody to lock in, he's gonna give you 250. Okay, if he don't need the 250, if he don't give the motherfucking 250, then it ain't no lock-in.
I can't hear.
Hey, what's wrong with the goddamn phones, man? I didn't hear what Tony said.
I said I'd get J-Boss $250 when I see him if he could convince you to lock me in for Thursday night, 500 or 500 or better.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You got to get J-Boss at 250 for it to be a lock-in, Tony.
Whenever I see him. If J-Boss knocks
okay,
on my door,
J-Boss, you need to be down here Thursday night, J-Boss.
I can't make it.
If I got to pay for your gas money, if I can come to make it, that means you can come to goddamn the house of who?
I can't make it Thursday, though, dog. I was trying coming, but I got
to... Oh, you got to go to church Thursday then, huh?
I got to go to the hall Thursday. We're going to have a church up here today, boy. It's going to be a funeral, dog. We're going to get killed.
That motherfucker's scared shit. That's what I'm scared shit with, boy. You trying to...
What you do like Tag, man? I ain't scared, man. I already told that if you could ask anybody on the phone, I'm just waiting. I really didn't want to lock Tony in Thursday because I didn't want him to work on the damn calls. I was going to lock both of them bitches in. Thriller and Mother Calver, back to back, bitch. I got a
you
bracket.
You come and get, hey, dog. Both cars are on the trailer. Come get them tonight. Take them to your house, and I'll come get them.
I want you to work on them. Because if they was going 480s, by the time you get through fucking them, they'd be going 520.
I ain't got to work. I got to work on the car for. All you got to do is come get both cars, take them to your house. Thursday night, Thursday evening, come pick them up, build the track off the trailer to your ass.
Oh.
You got to work on those cars. Don't insult me like that. And Hammer, give you one and one.
I don't want none. Tony, fuck all the dumb shit. We locked in with me and you locked in 500 on 500. BoJack and me and you.
That's all.
That's
all you hear. Then we locked in.
Don't give a fuck about J-Bones. Nobody else. If he get his 250, he get it. If he don't, he don't. Now, is that a lock, Tony?
Yeah, we locked.
All right, 500 on 500. Biz caught against BoJack. God damn it. And guess what?
You see anything
one
I
by
want?
What? What time, boss?
You said 9:00.
I'm just saying we going to this here is real lock-in. That was one you fucked up because you didn't do what you said, but this here is real. But what time you said, boss? 9:00?
9:00.
Hey, I see it
get my damn...
Shut up, God damn it, Jay. This is the two razors talking. We don't need you to fucking talk. Go suck BET dick while he's sucking Tony. What else, boss?
BoJack against Biz Mustang, you driving, head up, it's a mile.
You driving BoJack?
I ain't driving BoJack.
I'm driving BoJack. I'm locking you up.
Oh, man, I don't drive no slow cars like that.
Okay, now hold on a minute. You trying to tell me who to drive. You told me I got to drive Biz's car. I'm telling you, you got
to
drive BoJack now.
You didn't tell me who to drive the goddamn car, dog.
You just said it. Say it first. You said it first.
When I get in the car,
BT, when I get in the car and drive, they say, man, why don't you get Jamie to drive?
You specifically said you got to drive Ben's car. Now, I'm telling you, you got to drive OJ.
You can't tell me, Shelly.
I bet you won't be able to talk for 2 days. I bet you. Come fast.
No. Are we locked or not, dog? You need to get that straight now.
Hey, Tony, I ain't got no grudge against nobody but you. I ain't got no grudge against Jamie. I want your motherfucker.
That's what I thought. You copping out. Stop, man.
I ain't copping out. You said motherfucker was scared of you. I'm talking to you. I don't want you to put Jamie in the car. I want your motherfucking ass. I want you to get in there and get in there.
I ain't driving no five-second cars, man.
Won't you go run Phil Shooter them since you saying ain't no back ass out there, motherfucker? What make your mind up?
What you been running? I don't want to put $100,000 in one car when I can put have three cars on $100,000? That don't make sense. Let Phil do that stupid ass shit. It can't get
everything your way. Everything your way, boss.
Hey, Ben's car, you got to ride. Ain't no race. I just got to go to Hot Springs and take it out on Whitnum ass. That's all I'm going to do.
I just got a kick, man. Motherfucker said fuck it. I don't give a fuck who drives. Go ahead and get a stiff, so everybody here. I'm going to let you get a stiff, boss, and then we're going to go ahead and seal it. We're going to let BET be the approval on the seal. Go ahead and get a stiff, boss.
Head up.
Y'all be quiet now.
Head up. 8th of Mile, Pro Tree, Bojack against the Biz Mustang. $500 is locked on 500 or better. Got to run by 9 o'clock. You say Bojack got lane choice. Simple as that. Ain't no hard lock in.
It's locked. Is that okay with you, big fucking BT, you black onion mouth bitch ass nigga?
It's locked.
And when I come, if I got enough money to make it to Holly Springs, sad that goddamn it, I'm fucking you up, BT. I'm serious.
Anybody want to run helmets?
I be waiting on you, you cripple bitch. I be waiting on your motherfucking ass. Prepare for your motherfucking ass. I hope you take the wrong time out your motherfucking mouth, you weak bitch.
I ain't gonna say a goddamn thing on my mouth. All I'm gonna do is go to your fucking face.
Just when I see you then, motherfucker. Fuck you. I'm gonna show your goddamn ass. I ain't nothing to play with. I'm tired of you, motherfucker. I'm gonna go and fuck the game up for y'all. It's over with. I ain't taking no goddamn more. Fuck you. It's over with.
And I hope you don't have that little goddamn camera with you, because if you do, I'm gonna throw that bitch across the fucking field.
Blame BET for the game being fucked up, okay? That's what you do. How are you, motherfucker? I'm going to show you bitches. I'm ready to go. You bitches ain't ready to go.
Yeah, I don't do it in Holly Springs, though.
That bitch started with.
BT, you say they ain't ready to go. What they ready to go?
They ain't ready. To the grave, to the pyramid. They ain't ready to go to the pyramid change like I am.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
I ain't got a goddamn thing to lose. So, I'm tired of these motherfuckers. Show your goddamn ass something, weak bitch.
Don't do nothing in Holly Springs. I don't want no fighting in Holly Springs. You better keep that ugly bitch waiting there. I better not see it, motherfucker. Tell him not to come then. Somebody put a back on the phone. Hey, wait.
You need to get control of BET now.
Hey, look here, man.
type man. Don't want to hear that goddamn bullshit now. You didn't calm that motherfucker down when he come out, he gonna do something to me. So don't talk about what I'm fucking do to him.
Ain't nobody gonna do nothing.
Hell, yeah, he gonna try to enforce a motherfucker, but when it comes time to enforce his ass, he exists. He ain't no motherfucking exist.
You didn't want to stay talking about what I'm saying. We done already locked the race in. Yeah. I'm already gonna lock your ass in. I ain't keep talking about it. What they saying, we can stop talking about it. I'm going straight to your ass when I see you.
Well, that's all you got to do then, bitch. I'll be waiting on you, bitch.
I'll be waiting on you.
Hey, BET,
we're
your main man, 50 grand, right?
All right. I tell y'all what I'm going to do. Y'all going to do what y'all going to do. They don't play in Mississippi, I can tell you that. Don't call
yes,
me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to respect if Witt said don't do nothing. But Witt, is there any kind of way you can get a... Is there any kind of way you can get a tent or somewhere where we can go at? Where nobody know about it? I'm serious.
I'm gonna show him. I did that out of respect for y'all, motherfucker. I ain't respecting now another motherfucker. Tell me what they gonna do to me. I'm finna show your motherfucking ass something. I'm finna show you, bitch.
Dog, you done pissed in BG coffee.
Hey, now what's gonna happen if an old cripple motherfucker beat the fuck out of him? That mean his mouth will be shit for the rest of the year?
We'll find out. Now your type man calling me now to say your bitch ass. Bitch.
I like dog 400.
Dog say he gonna go to his ass. Damn. They keep trying to throw that 400.
Got to pull it out of line.
Way too much.
He got it knocked out of him.
Damn, they don't cut the show off.
No, they turned it off.
I'm waiting for dog to say he's going to go to his ass again. I'm going to go to his ass. God.
Dog, don't let BET get... It's Kev. Big dog, don't let BET get you round up.
Nah, he ain't got me wound
up. I'm round up. You got two people that got something they need to get off the chest. Let them go and get it off.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't even try to do that, man. You know what I'm saying? BET get round people round up. That's BET thing you like to do. But, dog, you better than that, man. You know, you're an ambassador to the game. You can't be doing stupid stuff like that.
Y'all taking my edge away from me, man. I like Kimo. Keep pumping me up, Kimo. They taking my edge from me talking sense. I know you're telling the truth. You're talking sense, but you're killing my edge.
Dog, I got a hundred with you, dog.
Dog, but tell him you're going to go to his ass again.
Going straight to that motherfucker's jaw. I bet you, if he whoop my ass, I'm going to bet y'all 100 more. I bet you for 2 days he won't be able to talk.
Dog, I'm going to bring the tent. I'm going to bring the damn tent, dog. All
right. I like to see your triple ass out there jumping around.
I tell y'all what, I figured out what I'm going to do. I figured out what I'm going to do. I ain't going to have no fighting over there.
I'm going to have them dogs over there with me. I'm bringing them three dogs. If a motherfucker get to fighting, I'm going to turn them damn dogs loose. And so they seen somebody fighting and got in, and I don't know what happened.
Wait, dog, they ain't going to bite nobody but damn BET because he going to be on the grind.
Hey, who that dirty red?
BET, man, chill out.
BET.
No, this is Kevin, man. Chill out, dude. You ain't got to do that.
Dirty red, man. They ride a bike, dirty red ass, know you all that money. Them boys gonna whip that red ass on that lake.
Somebody talk some sense into him really quick. I'm talking about real quick.
Dirty red. Them boys gonna whip your ass and make
it. Hey, that shit. They can make a pair of lips say anything. Somebody talk some sense into him real quick.
Look at them. I was watching this my whole. Look at them.
Hey, if you watched it, what did I do?
You told dude, I ain't gonna say what you said. I ain't gonna say.
Okay.
But I seen dude finna whoop your y'all straighten that up. Dude finna whoop your ass. He said, I'm gonna whoop your mom.
My daddy saved his ass.
Your dad
my daddy saved it.
So dude, we gonna straighten you up.
Hey, you can't even get that motherfucker to breathe wrong around me no more.
Hey man,
somebody got to be the right door.
Dirty Red.
That
motherfucker,
they'll
say
he's
going to whoop your ass, Dirty Red.
He don't want no problem.
And let BET know, we're going to have on some we ain't going to be having a little knives now, because we're going to be fighting bare hand to bare hand.
No, y'all going to have it like they had it on Rocket. Y'all going to have the glass on your head.
No weapons. I'm going to teach you to stand up to my shit, because I can stand up to his shit.
Hey, man. Dirty Red, now I seen you in South Georgia Motorplex last year. Nigga was trying to get on your ass then. You ain't want to pay that lock up.
Trying to get on my ass then.
Dog was at your ass about dog. He didn't want to pay you last year.
I paid them. They got their money. I was in the staging lane late.
You finally got it.
Hey, I got in the staging lane late. I paid him his money, and guess what I did after that? Turn around and got on the motherfucker ass.
You didn't get on that red truck ass. They was on
your
ass.
I got on the damn blue one.
But the red good for locking in the razor and walk away. Act like he was working on somebody else's car.
Hey, how many razors y'all locked in this weekend and won?
I don't know. You must have win that one. That one guy coming over to somebody gonna get on your ass.
Yeah, that one guy didn't want no motherfucking problem. Somebody toss some sticks into him really quick.
He just didn't want to disrespect your dad.
Nah, my daddy saved his ass.
Turn the heat up.
Cause
you couldn't get in the shower.
But no.
Yeah.
I got 100 with you this weekend.
You right now.
Shit. You got it on the right man. That's all I got to say. I can't predict no rain. Now, I'm going to tell you now. Don't get me wrong now. I might get my ass whooped. You ought to bet that 100 when I say it. I bet you he won't be able to talk for 2 days.
He's going to hit him that hard, dog.
I'm going to goddamn paralyze that motherfucker. He fuck right there and fall, I'm going to really fuck him up.
Hey, dog. I thought you taught BET everything you know, man. I mean, why BET?
Hey, you know how that motherfucker do. You goddamn teacher, bitch ass. Ain't no did it. It's just like you go down. I bought that goddamn snake 5 years ago. That I petted that motherfucker. I let him suck my dick. I let him do everything. Had a bitch trying to bite me.
Hey, man.
J-Bon, let me ask you a question, J-Bon.
Go ahead, BG.
J-Bon, look here. Look here now. Now, listen. Now,
You know, y'all listen to all this hype and all this other bullshit go on these goddamn shows. When do I go down on a motherfucker? When do I go down on a motherfucker?
When are your fake racer?
When he's saying, goddamn it, I smell some fish about the goddamn race. He tried to do it. It ain't right in the game. It don't
okay,
go
now,
right.
Now, I'm going to be the BET on that. But BET, you got to wait.
Well, shut the fuck up.
Okay, hold on.
I ain't talking to you. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to
you.
It
don't make no difference whether you want to talk to me. I'm still going to fuck you up, black bitch. I'm going to fuck you
yeah.
up. What? I'm going to show you my hand on mouth. You say, oh, I'm scared of Pro Stock Joe. Oh, I'm scared of Buck Naked. Oh, I'm scared of goddamn it, Mr. The Joe. Oh, I'll try dog on
yep.
fucking ass. He's an old motherfucker.
Yep.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
Watch.
Hey,
dog.
What
hey,
dog. Hey,
BT.
I'm making you
BT. BT, I got one thing I want to do, BT. I want to lock this shit in between you and dog. We're going to see who the hell's going to punk out.
Jay.
Yeah.
I want to lock this shit in.
I got another 200. He won't have his show next week.
BT, you just can't walk up on that's older than you and swing on. You got to at least let him swing first, man.
I'm ready to go to Judge Tyson, Jake. See, a lot of you motherfuckers ain't ready. Y'all just talk that shit. Talk that tough shit. I'm going to show
you,
motherfucker.
I lock in. I'm going to put up.
But you need to be talking to him, Jake. You need to be talking to him, man. He's the one threatening me.
Let him have
he the one threatening me, Jake. Talk to him.
You let him have
the Hey, y'all got it wrong. BG said I threatened him. I ain't threatening you. I promise you I'm going to fuck you up.
Talk to him, Jake. Talk to him, Jake.
You need to get somebody from Greg J to my race, nigga. I'm gonna have to
Man,
you know,
I ain't coming to Wayne.
You done played with the wrong motherfucker for the last time, dog. I'm not playing with you no more.
Okay,
man.
I'll let you buy for $250.
I'm not playing.
Okay, $250.
I'm not playing with you no more, man. I'm not playing with you no more, man.
Motherfucker, you think I'm playing with you? I'm just trying to. I ain't playing with you, nigga. You see me go inside your head, you can say that motherfucker was telling the truth. It's gonna be too late then.
Hey, man, can you stop butt nigga, man? Hey, man, can you stop butt nigga? What type of man that, man?
I'll call him, Jay.
Hey, Jay, find out what the hell, damn butt naked and came back again.
We don't want to see butt naked no more, man.
I'm talking about, that's how damn BET acting like butt naked was the other night.
Yeah, I know, but BT got scared of the motherfucker. I called Buck Naked and begged that motherfucker not to kill BT. Buck Naked had some boys gonna fuck BT up
that
for
weak,
real.
That weak bitch, he a weak bitch just like you. He a weak bitch just like you.
Hey, you talking that shit now. When you get back on your ass, then you're gonna need Whitney to try to help your motherfucker, man.
Why you messing with Buck Naked now? Buck Naked ain't said shit to you. Why you? You a throw Buck Naked in just
give a call. Hey Jay, you need to stop that bullshit. You reporting the goddamn question. Reporting the goddamn lock ins. You know we got a race coming up this weekend. You ain't trying to goddamn help the show like a motherfucker support you.
Don't worry, you just have to show another 300 motherfuckers coming in to see me beat your motherfucking ass.
You ain't trying to do none of that. You want to listen to all this dumb ass shit. Let's talk about the show
that's coming up this weekend. All right, let me tell you this. White Trash said that Wink just damn told a lie on him. He said he called, he sent me a damn text and said that that he called Wink trying to get lock in some more races and asked Wink did he have fuel and nitrous, and Wink talking about he trying to get out the damn race. I didn't say
that. That man, tell him, goddamn lie.
He called me and asked me about another small block race and all that. And I said, hell, you already got a race locked in with me. And he said, well, that's some shit Skinny Man did. That's his exact word. I said, well, you in it now, goddammit. And he said, well, I said, but I'll try to find you some more locked in small block. I wasn't putting naked to get dog, so I don't want no more putting naked. Hey, y'all need to get some George Hickman with my race. I ain't ran no Grand Prix car in Holly Springs, but that one at my race, that's the race I did.
Hey, you know, but three of them running. Well, one of them, we don't know.
They ain't got but killer, white trash. I tell you what we'll do. We'll put Donye on your ass one more time, one more game.
Man, you know what the man said, man. Goddamn, Jay.
Shut up, bitch, before I knock you in the fucking mouth on the phone.
You trying to crack jokes, man. We trying to support the goddamn show, man. Can you get the man over there or not, man?
Put naked, man. You said you get the man over there. We'll lock in Donye with King Kong.
Can we do that?
How much?
How much? Wait, let me talk to the man. What you want it to be? You tell me what you want it to be. I got to have a conversation with the man. Hell, I'm gonna work on this side. Right, give me a minute to work on this side.
All right. I ain't got no problem.
Hey, Whit, who's gonna be the referee on this fight? Are we gonna need a referee or not?
I got 50 on dog. What you got?
Nah, they'll be made up before Saturday.
I want Mike to be the referee.
Dog, man, dog said he gonna show it. You know, dog said,
tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna beat his motherfucking hands. I'm gonna smile the whole while.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let y'all fight. Go ahead and fight on the starting line. Y'all got to do it right there where the lights come on it. Right there.
What you gonna call it? The rumble in the spring?
Them motherfuckers ain't gonna be able to pull
it. Hey, so how hard is it to clear the blood off the starting line?
You ain't gonna be able to move, dog. Once you plant your foot, you ain't gonna be able to get it up. Now,
well, that means there's gonna be two of us in the same boat then.
Well, no, you let goddamn BET step in first. That's all you do. No, I'm gone, man. You let BET step in first, goddamn.
All right, Jay McCrane. Okay, Jay, I got you.
That right, B. You don't worry about it.
I done took a goddamn enough off this old song, bitch. And he gonna keep on saying what the fuck he gonna do to me on this live radio show. And let me tell you, I ain't been taking no more.
I don't give a fuck that they locked me up for life.
I don't give a fuck.
Wait till Mike Hill raise.
Don't do it in
my room.
Well, you need to be talking to this motherfucker.
He hoping he go to jail because he want to get fucked some more. He ain't get enough dick out of him.
You know what I'm saying? He got jokes. I'm going to show your motherfucker ass some.
Don't do it.
Man, you need to be telling that motherfucker to shut his goddamn mouth. He don't want to dig a hole for himself.
I'm going to bet you $20 more.
You know what I'm saying?
And then I'm going to see, everybody going to say, if ain't nobody else sucking a dick, BET sucking it, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you don't believe the motherfucker a faggot, I tell J-Boy what he do. Call motherfucking Cold Killer and just ask him is BET a faggot when he's filming his dick the other day. And if he say he wouldn't do it, then I'll buy him.
You were filming him what?
If you don't believe it, you can call him, you can call Cold Killer, or you can call Dunye and ask him when BET watching their dick all day Saturday.
See what I'm saying? You just been fucked yourself up right there, bitch. I'm going to show your goddamn ass. You can't even talk. Can't nobody talk me out of this. Nobody. I'm sorry, Whit. I don't need bail money. I want to go and set my time out. Fuck this shit, Whit.
Don't pay my show up, because I ain't got no money, and I'm going to need this money to hold me the rest of the world out. Them boys will fuck me up. I'm telling you.
Well, what you need to do is you need to not have him show up. Don't pay him to come in.
Well, now, if you think you're going to goddamn fuck it up, hell, you just going to go, because that way you won't go to jail.
Hey, I promise you he won't go to jail. I promise you that. Not that night he won't. I promise you he won't go to jail.
Why y'all doing that, man? I can't believe y'all doing that, man.
Hey, dog, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I can't believe it.
So you saying that a BET was bone hawking this Saturday?
If you don't believe it, if Jay Balls are called, if you call Dunye or call Cold Killer and ask Ann one of them. Or you can call Tate and ask him too. They all was down there. BET was watching their dick like it was a goddamn sausage dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Wick.
Them killing words right there, man. That's enough to kill a bitch right there.
Hey, Wick.
Who tried to suck a dick? Was you gonna deep throw the dick and he gonna choke you to death?
I don't know what the hell.
And I'm telling you right now, BET Ben wants to get this off his chest. I'm going to help him get it off his chest. I'm helping the man.
You say
if he whoop my ass, then he'll feel
better.
And if he whoop my ass, then I won't fuck with him no more. But until he whoop
y'all ain't going to be able to fight him myself. I promise you that.
Hey, Whit, all I got to do is show him my dick. If I show him my dick, then I know I'm going to win.
Y'all ain't going to be able to fight him myself.
All I gotta do is show him my dick. He gonna drop on his knees and start sucking it.
I'm gonna have my gangsters.
I'm gonna
make sure they
ain't
for both of y'all out. Y'all ain't gonna be able to do nothing.
Hey, you need to get on the real guy commission, man, by letting them boy carry on about that bullshit
that
you're supposed to be and supposed to be doing at your show, man.
Mike, you're not here saying, goddamn it, Whitney don't do it at the show. I won't do it at the show. But I'm going to do it before the show, and if I'm still walking and living, then I'll wait till after the show.
Who is that?
This Cam type, man. Now, last week I listened to you. You made butt naked squat that bullshit with him and BET were going there to now.
You know what? Now, watch this, Cam. Did y'all notice BET disappeared off the show? Did y'all notice BET disappeared off the show?
When? Last week or right now?
And right now. This is the second time tonight disappeared off the show. Y'all ain't even noticed it. That's BET. So you ain't got to take my word, bro.
Hello. I know all.
Well, you working behind the scenes then. Jay Bonds, you ain't did your job neither.
Hello. We're trying to get BET back on. Where you at?
He probably at a rest stop punching a hole in his damn what you call him, trying to look at somebody's dick.
Dog crazy, man.
That motherfucker loves a big now. He an undercover punk now. Y'all don't know it.
Hey, BET, let dog get the best of him tonight, baby.
He's a pussy. You can always get the best of a bitch. Don't you know how to, if you can't rule a bitch, you ain't no real man.
See what it is, he wants y'all laughing at so y'all be able to tune into some more bullshit he got going on.
How come when you come down and you be having that little grill in your car, you talking about that's for the drill holes in the wall at the damn rest stop so you can look at somebody's dick?
You want some motherfucker laugh at you, man.
They're laughing, motherfucker.
You don't hear? Yeah.
They get you fucked up. That same bicycle that you had chemo on, I'm going to have that motherfucker, them spokes going to be stuck in the middle of your ass.
BET, he got you going tonight, BET. Hey, dog, I want to ask you a question, though, dog.
Go ahead on, Will.
I meant to ask you about the race, though, because he kind of pulled me. You know, I like to ask a person something when I asked you to say something about my show, and you said, those people down ain't going to come to my show. Remember you said that?
Yeah, I was saying that because I ain't had time to talk about it. But you ain't gonna get that many people. See, the people down there, the people down there, those are local traveling people. The people that gonna travel, See, that's one thing about it. People that's gonna travel, you don't even have to tell them about it. Long as they know you got a show, they coming anyway.
No, I understood. I knew what you were talking about. I knew you were trying to get the races on anyway. I just was asking. And I was like, hell, that's where I was down there.
Hey, I'm going to call BET after the show, and I need to call you, man. Now, you stood this shit up, Kimo. You need to be down there making sure this shit don't jump off.
Now, I tell you what, if BET pay $100, I'll let him walk out.
Jimmy Dog got the fight. You stood this shit up, Kimo. No, I didn't go to my show. You need to come to my show and blow Wayne's ass off.
They got something going outside. I locked something in already. So Wayne said he want to run a small block, but that's not perfect for them to get down there. And
Hey, hold on a minute. Y'all think I want to make sure y'all don't know that. Where's Jay Barnes at? Where the fuck is Jay Barnes at?
I'm ready to talk to you, y'all.
Call Cold Killer and ask him that question about that dick. Call Cold Killer so motherfuckers know I ain't lying. Call Cold Killer and tell him. Call Cold Killer.
All right, let me see that. Hold on.
You a goddamn answer, bitch. All that money y'all embezzled down there, Sandy.
Hey, Jay, I want to ask you a question.
Now that you're not in the aisle, ain't no.
Why in the hell are you? What was you doing out there on that track with that little bit ass sprayer? He used the sprayer again this year. That little bitty motherfucker, man. Motherfucker you spray weed with.
Yeah.
Man, had a weed spray. He was doing it while the car was going down the track. I was like, that motherfucker crazy.
No, the champ. Week's worst nightmares on, dog.
Huh?
Week's worst nightmare,
though. It's Cold Killer on the phone. Dunye, which one is it? Cold Killer or Dunye? A buck naked. He got three.
This Cold Killer.
Okay, ask Cold. Everybody be quiet. Just ask Cold Killer, and I'll be quiet. Just ask Cold Killer that about what I told you about BET.
Said he
hey,
cared.
Okay. Go ahead, Jay. Ask Cold Killer. We're going to be quiet. I want to hear the answer.
A Cold Killer. Do BET carry around a damn something to bore a hole in the damn...
I'm talking about the dick watching.
The dick? Oh.
I'm talking about the dick watching on a show, race show, man.
Shut up now. Let him answer the goddamn question.
Man, all right, go ahead.
Cold Killer, do BET dick watch?
I don't know what kind of shit.
Y'all look crazy shit, boy. That's a crazy shit.
Why are you trying to take up for him? You must know something about it. Let Cold Killer answer the question.
Nah, I'm trying to take up for him, dog.
We said everybody supposed to be quiet. We're going to let Cold Killer answer the question.
I'm going to say this weekend he was accused of it.
When you make those kind of allegations, you got to be true. You got to be showing up on point with that. Now that's rough.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
Can I ask you a question?
Who was the accuser?
Hold on. Let me ask somebody.
You
want
the
accuser? I ain't trying to take no side. No, I said, now who watching somebody that watching it?
Who was the accuser again? Who accused BET of dick watching?
I accused
Don't kill him.
What happened, killer?
I figured he went to a certain point so low he wasn't videoing me no more, so I had to tell him to stop, bring his camera back up. So.
Damn.
What? Well, we got a whole new topic now, boy.
Now you want to know why BET don't talk? He talk funny because he like the stuff big in his mouth.
Damn.
Y'all do know y'all saying that shit on national radio, right? Y'all do know that
I don't give a fuck
if it's
national radio, national TV, and I'm going to beat that little bitty motherfucker ass as soon as I see it. I'm going straight to that bitch mouth. So you better make sure if he got any loose teeth in his motherfucking mouth, he better goddamn glue them in.
Boy.
No.
I just want to
can I ask you something?
Well, y'all took the good show to a whole new
what
level.
What made you want to put lay hands on BET? Out of all the shit he talked, but what made you want to lay hands on him? What drove you over the edge?
You know how motherfucker talked to you. You know he want to goddamn be physical with you. Well, I'm gonna let him express himself better. I'm gonna let him express himself.
But that's a part of grudge racing.
It's gonna be a grudge race. It's gonna be the grudge race. He would be the first to get to a bitch's jaw.
Oh, man. So I guess you and BET just got some kind of animosity built up among yourself.
Well, not really, though, but I'm just going to show this motherfucker. I taught him everything he know. I didn't teach him everything I know. I'm going to beat that young bitch ass.
Okay.
So.
And if he keep motherfucking talking, I might go down there. I might go to Mississippi and whoop his motherfucking ass.
No. Let me ask you first. Why I gotta get so physical?
Huh?
Why I gotta get physical? What makes you think you can beat BET?
I don't. I already said he might whoop my ass, but goddamn it. See, I'm willing to die when I fight a motherfucker. I'm willing to die. A bitch better have long wind if he fuck with me. Now if he got long wind, I'm fucked up. If he got short wind, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of him. He might beat me for 20 minutes, but he better when he get tired. That's when I'm gonna weigh on his motherfucking ass once he get tired.
Hey, I'm gonna give you some advice, dog. Oh, let me get dog some advice.
Hey, Kill.
I'm telling you right now, he's got a week on his ass notice. He better stop smoking so he can get his wind up. Better stop smoking.
Hey, Kill.
What's up?
I want to ask you a question.
What's up?
You said BET was videoing you?
He was videoing me.
Don't kill him. Had to stop that motherfucker. He had to stop it.
Nah,
Don't kill him. Said, bitch, what you doing way out there? My face and shit up here. BET was got that video on his.
You mean tell him you didn't get on his ass for videoing you like that?
I think once I stopped it, you know, I felt like I did enough, so, you know.
I didn't know. I was going to say, because, shoot, I catch a man video on me like that. Shit. I'll probably get on it.
Ride a shop, then. Go ride a shop and see if there's any holes in the wall. Go ride a shop and make sure there ain't no holes in the wall.
Oh. Ain't no holes in the wall around now. I got them dogs around now. He going to get his ass tore up around now. Yep, we do no sleeping around now. Now, I was just wondering if you seen him videoing that. I figured he probably would have got on his ass right then.
Well, I'm trying to do less fighting talk.
Right, I understand that, but I'm saying you told him to stop videoing
Hey, Cole Killer, speak up, because I want to hear this shit, too. I want some clarification that day.
I'm on Kyle for that. You said you told him to stop videoing you down there.
I told him to bring a goddamn camera up for you going through that milk. I told him the camera going through. He said it wasn't. I told him, well, how about you just stop videoing me all alone then?
That's some serious allegations then, man.
Hey, those are not allegations. Those are facts. Got witnesses and everything. You can call Dunye and ask him and all the boys from Chi-Town. They was out there, too. And he started the video of them. They told him, hey, man, make sure you stay above the waist, motherfucker.
What y'all saying? I'm at a pump. Come on, now. What y'all saying? I'm at a Hey, dog.
Yeah.
What you trying to say, that man a faggot?
No, I ain't saying, just because you suck dick don't mean you a faggot. Just because you watch dick don't mean you a faggot.
Man, you niggas crazy, man. Yeah, I think we can might still come up with this thing.
Hey, dog, that's some serious shit y'all talking about.
I'm telling the truth, man.
Yeah, that's some goddamn motherfucker get killed shit, that boy.
You gonna get killed, all you gonna do is you gonna look at a dick or you ain't gonna look at a dick.
Man, that bullshit, you put that shit on the National Outman, bitch, man, shit.
Well, goddamn it, what you think we on National Outman, motherfucker? Who worried about it?
Boy.
You see, I done stopped laughing because it's been cut serious right there, man. I don't know.
At the end of the day, I told him I was gonna blast about it, so he knew it.
Oh shit! Killer don't sound like
he said. You told him you was gonna blast him about it.
Yeah, I told him.
Damn,
huh?
Man.
So hey, man. If you gonna get me, you should knock me out.
You sit up here. You sit up here. Fuck you.
Pro
Killer, yeah. You sit up here telling this
fucking
bullshit,
falling
into what y'all said.
I'm telling what happened, goddammit. So, how it goes.
What the fuck you mean what happened, motherfucker? You knew what the fuck I was doing. You the motherfucker said playing them fucking dick jokes with dog motherfucking ass. You know, motherfucker, don't watch your motherfucking dick, man. What the fuck wrong with you? You don't even fucking
watch
that bullshit ass line, motherfucker.
Hold on. Hey, DP, watch your motherfucking mouth, all right?
Well, don't be sitting up here telling no motherfucking lie on me, nigga. Hey, what the fuck wrong with you?
You better watch your motherfucking mouth, all
right? You sit up here making some motherfucking false accusations on me, and you sit...
You finna get your ass killed now, since you're gonna come missing now. All I was gonna do was whoop your ass. Cold Killer gonna make your ass missing.
Hey, BT.
Well, Cold Killer.
I told y'all gonna...
Hey, you sit up here.
Hold on, listen, I told you I'm going to tell everybody, so you better just deal with it, motherfucker.
Stand up.
So it get worse than what it could be, right?
So you going to tell everybody a fucking lie, that's what I'm saying.
You best go dig yourself a hole and shut the fuck up, all right? That's what you best to do, all right?
So you want me to sit up here and accept you sit on the phone lying on me?
You best accept it. A motherfucker,
man, y'all got me fucked up, man.
You ain't fucked up yet, but you're gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sit up here and let no motherfucker lie on me. I don't give a fuck who you is, man. You tell the goddamn
ain't nobody lied on you. Everything we said was the truth, bitch.
Hold on, BT.
It is a motherfucking lie.
Hold on. What I told you with your video today?
I'm filming your shirt. You talking about don't be watching your dick. That's what the fuck you said.
Okay.
I said, man, I'm filming
okay.
your fucking
and that,
shirt.
And that what I just told him?
Well, then, how would that make me watch your dick just because you said don't be watching your dick? How's that making me watch your dick?
I ain't say nothing about what you want. I just told him I told you to bring the camera up.
You said if you want to call me a liar for telling me what the fuck I said. Yeah, guess what? I don't like to be called a fucking liar.
Well, anybody call me a liar. Oh killer. I told you what I was filming you. Man, what the fuck I'm watching your dick for, man.
Okay.
Cause you like dick, motherfucker. You a faggot.
I'm telling them what I told you. I ain't telling them something I didn't tell you. I told you everything. I'm telling you. I ain't telling a damn motherfucker lie.
So let me understand you. You just told everybody you told me don't be watching your dick. And I told everybody
to pull your camera up. Stop fucking filming. Bring your camera up. That's what I told everybody.
That don't mean I'm watching your dick just because you said that.
I told you to bring your camera. Whoever said anything about the dick part, that's on them. I told you to bring your camera.
That dog bitch ass then. That got to be your dog then. Well, excuse me, then, Cold Killer. Like I said, I thought I was watching your dick.
Cold Killer's finna bury your motherfucking ass. I'm just gonna beat your ass. Cold Killer's gonna bury your ass. Jay, what the fuck you moving my mic for, goddamn it? No goddamn well I ain't got no kids in the background crying.
Well, I got me fucked up, man. I'm about sick of this goddamn shit.
Hey, BT, I'm going to say it like this here. It's easy when you doing it to people, but it's hard when you're doing it better. You ain't it.
I ain't calling nobody no punks, no faggot. I don't talk no dick shit to nobody, killer. I don't do that motherfucking bullshit, man.
I ain't calling you no punk, no faggot. I just told him what I said to you. You got to look at it like this here. You done did a lot of stuff to people that done aggravated them. Now, all I did was tell everybody on the air what I told you. I ain't never say you no faggot. I ain't never say you let nobody dick. I told you to pull your camera up.
But you is a faggot, though, right, BG? Hold on, dog. That's what you said.
And then I say, I'm going to bash you with it, too. Then I tell you that.
Now, I ain't said nothing about no bash, because I was on dog motherfucking ass. I ain't with that goddamn bullshit, dog. You might as well quit saying that. He go right over there to Danye now. I'm filming there. He going to go cracking some more jokes about that shit we just went through with you.
No, I didn't. You went over there to film Danye, and Danye said, I don't mind you filming me, but make sure you keep it above my, what you call me. Now, if you don't believe it, call Danye.
I ain't got no reason to tell you.
BT, if you a faggot, just go ahead and admit it. I mean, I ain't mean to tell you, but you a faggot. Ain't nothing wrong with being a faggot.
You know what I'm saying? You got that ass out. I'm tired of your bitch ass, boy. You're not even good for the goddamn thing.
I don't know what to say. This is BT. I don't know what to say, man.
Jay, don't feed it to that bullshit, man. Dog got going on, man. That man
said
you fucked up, man.
Damn, BT. But now, BT, you know, Cold Killer said some good shit that you don't aggravate the hell out of a whole lot of folks. So just take it in pride, everybody.
No, that ain't no motherfucking aggravation, Jay. And you coaching me to the goddamn shit. Now you gonna throw me in the BG? Hey, Jay Bond, let me ask you a question.
If you go to the bank and rob ten banks and they don't ever catch you, that mean you ain't no bank robber. They don't ever catch you, right? But if they catch you looking at that dick.
Well, BT, the problem that you got is that, you know, Cold Killer Jenner don't do nothing don't come off like that. Don't come off with no bullshit. And I'm sure it's a misunderstanding, man, but that shit hot, BET. But BET, at this point, just duck and run, man. Leave that shit alone. Let me want something else, man.
You gonna co-sign that goddamn bullshit, man.
BET. I'm saying, let's leave that shit alone.
I ain't with that shit, man. I ain't with that shit, man.
Leave that shit alone, man.
All right, BT, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all of it back. If you come give me one more blowjob, and I'll take all of it back.
You think you can just play with any motherfucker, dog.
Okay, BT, you ain't got to give me no blowjob. Just come lick it with
you. And it'll be all right. I think it'll be all right. It ain't all right this time, buddy.
BT, leave it alone, man. BT.
So in other words, now, I need you to do me one favor. No. You got to put one stip in there. I only want one stip. If BET knock me out, don't let him suck my dick.
Hey, man.
BET, talk this up to the game, man. Talk this up to the game, BET. Leave it alone, man. All right, how to explain, man. I'm going to try to get, I'm going to do my best. With BET, I'm going to do my shit. I'm going to do my best, man, to get, I'm going to call Dunye, man.
BET,
she cannot get Dunye down there.
Apple or egg for Halloween.
Hey, BET, I think you need to go dog there, man. You might have to go dog there, BET.
Don't worry about it. I got
BET.
Hey, man.
See that shit on, man.
Y'all upset with it. Y'all fucking this show up, man. I don't see nobody on the phone telling this rotten, ugly, crippled, decrepit motherfucker ass to shut the fuck up, man. You see him
ragging it off. Ain't nobody told you to be quiet, BG, because it's hard to talk with dick in your mouth.
Forget all. I'm going to get off. I'm going to talk to Sunday in the morning.
We're going to have a good show, man. I'm going to be in the house with you. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be there. So, we're going to have a great show.
Yeah. We're going to be in the house, man. All jokes aside, we're going to be in the house, man. We're going to goddamn it, turn it up.
Yeah.
Oh, Killer, you locked in the race over there, right, Killer?
No, I ain't locked in the race. I'm not going to lock in the race over there because we're not trying to train the car too much to go. You know, we got a big race on the second. So we ain't going to try to do too much to chain the car. So, you know, so that's the only reason why. You know, it's a drag rider friend of track, and we don't want to make too many changes and get out of the ballpark for what we got to do on the second.
Hey, Witt, you still on the phone, Witt?
Yeah, I'm still on.
I need you to lock me a motherfucker in with Biz's car, long as we both going to be on slicks. I'll try a motherfucker there long as we both on slicks.
I'm on slicks.
I like eyes. I don't want to run eyes, man. Eyes, my buddy, him and Jim West, him. But I mean, if I gotta fuck them up, I will.
Yeah, they all slip.
Get somebody that ain't racing. Eyes already got a couple of races going on. He's a local man. He gonna bring a crowd anyway. Give me somebody. Give me a new motherfucker.
We'll find somebody for you.
All right, hey, can me and BET postpone the fight then? Can we postpone the fight after November the 2nd then?
I hope y'all just don't fight at all.
No, we gotta go and get this over with, folks. BET, can we postpone this shit? Can we call it off until after November the 2nd?
You can, long as we get my $50 lock in. Long as we get my fucking show.
Goddamn. I ain't got nothing else to say to you, man.
BET, I'm going to say this, BET. You tried that one to the game because you done upset a lot of people, so now just to pay one time on you. So you got to chew this one up.
Man, come on, Cat Cold Killer. How much of the bullshit you can take then?
Calling
you outside your manhood and all this bullshit, man. Hey, man, come on, man.
But you gotta realize it was all fun and games. They won. It ain't like nobody know. You know, everybody
that man,
knows
that man. That man speaking over the whole fucking world, man. You think I ain't got fans supporters out here to hear this bullshit, man?
Yeah, but
bullshit,
like man, you know, we all laughing, so you know what I'm saying. It was all jokes. Now, if it was serious shit, I'd have came and said it flat out. And you know what I'm saying. I ain't never accused you of being no faggot, no dick watcher. I just said what I told you about the camera. So if I felt like that, I'd have said it. I ain't got no reason to hide behind nothing I say. But it was all jokes and fun, so you got to let this one go. today just your day to get pissed off. That's all.
That's all, BTD. BTD, that's what they call you just understanding how some other folks felt, man, how you done got on other folks' ass. So charge it to the game and let's move on. But now let me tell you, hey, Wick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wayne said that he'll run if you can get Kimo to show up. He'll whoop Kimo and your ass the same day. He just sent me the text.
I got a prior date, J Bomb, but I'm gonna knock your governor's ass off. You can bet your ass on that, Mister J Bomb.
Well, I'm gonna read the text. No, let me read it to you. Hell, Kimo, I want some more of that good pussy. Okay.
Yeah. it's definitely hot now. It's definitely hot.
Now, hold on.
He sent something there. Wayne sent this. Hell, don't look.
Hey, J-Bone, you had to start some shit again, man. Hey, you know what, though? I just thought about something. Tony Vines came on one show and got mad the motherfucker about dick jokes, and everybody was laughing. Now BET doesn't start sucking dicks. Tony ain't mad about dicks no more.
Hey, can somebody call Wayne, man? Wayne said he want a lot. I got Cold Kill on my line. Wayne said call. He said he wanna call out Kimo for this Saturday. 105,000 ballot. And Wayne and Kimo get the back tie. So somebody call Wayne then.
There's no sense in calling Wayne. I'll be up here at a race.
105,000, you got the back tie. Tell Kimo that in your work. Tell Kimo that in the way you said it. 105,000. Then what you call it?
J-Bon, if Wayne at Baldy's race, I take that. I take the back tie with Wayne White Trash. But J-Bon, Wayne ain't said that. Wayne know how to get in. If he was listening, he already be in. So you're lying, J-Bon.
Okay, Kimo. Hold on.
You're not a
good liar. Hold on, goddamn it. You know what? That's one damn thing. We got them modern technology to do to the damn exposed motherfuckers. It's a show as hell now. Hold on.
You got my phone number.
I don't know if I got it. I got a new damn. Hold on.
It's in the computer.
Hold on. I'm going to do it. So I can't type this damn fast because the damn message too damn long. Option, okay. Forward. B-O-G.
Devon, hurry up. You know you got damn show go off in about 3 minutes. Hurry up.
It's sent. Now, I got a damn flip phone, so I can't type all that shit that fast. Where the dog? Read that shit.
What, you sent me something?
Yeah, read that shit alive. He's most scared, and he hope I'm lying on Wayne. And Wayne got them off in the back side for 105 in Holly Springs, Saturday.
Hey, listen.
Yep,
listen.
I got it. That's exactly what he said. Now, I don't know who said it, but he's goddamn shit said it.
We'd be at Miley Wednesday. We ain't got to travel far.
No.
He ain't like that. Hey, Jay, he ain't type that motherfucker fast.
No, he can't say nothing about that, but I do know the man trying to race Europe The man got rock, locked
well,
in
I
his
can't
head,
make
Kimo.
It, J-Bond. Ain't no sense of beating a dead horse. I can't make it down there.
Kimo, how much it cost? How much you racing for in my...
I'm going to run a show for a guy up here. And that ain't got nothing. I ain't going to back out of it. I promise you that I'll come.
Wayne is asking somebody to call him and get him on the phone, but we can't get him because the show, you know, you can't call after hours. If anybody can call, you say,
yeah.
Huh?
Hey, man, tell BET to book another show so we can talk about them dicks.
Hey, y'all, you got it going now. Why didn't Tony Bynum? Well, he can't lock Cold Killer in. He can't lock Cold Killer in. Cold Killer got a race coming up. Where we at?
Cold Killer, you got to respect what he said. You like real tree. Respect
yeah, what
he said. Cold Killer said he's coming for one motherfucker, and he prepared for one motherfucker. When you got a bad bitch, you prepare for that one. When you get by, you sit back and rest. You don't see goddamn it Mayweather fighting goddamn it back-to-back every week.
Right, right. And we got three, we got Wick. We got, B is going to be in the house. We got B is going to be in the house. We got Wayne going to be in the house. And Cold Killer going to be in the house. I mean, goddamn.
Well, I'm talking about cars, motherfucker.
They're going to have cars, man.
You right about that, Wick. You damn right. That bullshit J-Boy trying to blow smoke up your ass.
I already know that shit. Shit. Biz ain't coming. Biz told me he wasn't coming, but the car beat up.
But that's not a damn car in the driver. Why the hell you need Biz?
Right, but you said Biz. Hell, I knew Biz wasn't coming because he told me he wasn't coming. But the car
beat
Biz's
up. Car. Yeah. And?
Right.
And now the dog said that
shit.
I'm with BET. I'm with BET now, goddammit. BET, get that motherfucker BET.
Look, all the thing you can do, Jay, is get butt naked at the motherfucker. Can you do that?
Nah, I ain't gonna be able to do that. You can leave that alone, BT.
That'll be a little hard.
You need to be trying to do.
You need to be trying to.
All right, think about this here. I'm with you, BT. Listen to this, BT. If Dawg and Butt Naked get there against you, they gonna fuck you up, BT. You need one of them motherfuckers.
Man,
you don't need
on,
both
man.
Of them there.
Man, come on, Jay. Jay, jokes over with, man. We ain't talking about no motherfucking jokes, man. Oh, go play. Lay down, man.
I don't know.
You can't get none of your grudge member to show up to the race and race, man. Just admit to it, man. Listen. What three you got, man? You ain't got no fucking three. You ain't got no three. They ain't racing.
They
coming to watch.
You got... Why ain't baby damn Carter run your ass? We got,
We locked in with Wayne. We ain't worried about Wayne.
All right, we got Ben. Want somebody to lock in with. And then, we got, Wayne, Ben, and Cole Kim.
Yeah, you crazy.
Man, come on, man. If that's all you got, man,
you coming
you
to
him,
Jay. And you?
I ain't coming, BET. You're going to be looking at my dick and shit now.
Oh, there you go. That way.
Wayne, don't come on with that bullshit, man. I ain't got no problem. Come on with that bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't with that bullshit now.
I'm still with
my, I'm already killing one motherfucker with that bullshit coming to me. That
you ain't worried about Wayne. Why ain't worried about you, motherfucker?
Hey, man, y'all coming to Mississippi, and man ain't from Mississippi, man. I ain't from Mississippi.
Hey, man, do you think I give a fuck where you from? Bitch, I grew up in Alabama. I didn't grow up on no motherfucking Daytona. I grew up in motherfucking Alabama. And you think I give a fuck about a weasel faced motherfucker from Mississippi?
I remember they had them show state Greg G killers. You won't get BTC show state dick killers.
Hey, all I gotta do is go down to the goddamn pawn shop and buy me a necklace with a dick on it, and that's all be and dangling in front of BET, and I knock the shit out of him while he's watching that dick.
Wyatt, you come over here with that bullshit. Wyatt, you already trying to bang out the goddamn
race. Wait. At what point did I ever say I didn't want to race? I want to explain himself, because Wick sat there and told a bald face lie on me.
I did not say you did not want to lock in, man. I did not say that. I said you called. I said, you said something about finding you a race with a small block. I said, Wayne, you already locked in with a small block, Junior, like that. And you said, motherfucker, that's some shit Skinny Man did. I'm talking about a real small block. That's a big block. That's why I tried to find you a race with a small block.
Exactly, but at what point did I say we didn't want to do that race?
I didn't say you didn't want to do that race.
All right, then. Well, don't get on here talking about Wayne trying to get out the race and all that bullshit.
That's already locked in. You said that's some shit Skinny Man.
Right,
like,
Skinny Man driving on that race. I want to get my own race where I'm driving.
He said you driving. Yeah, he told me you're driving.
Oh, I ain't got no problem driving. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, he said you driving.
Oh, that's cool. I ready to drive. I ain't got no problem with driving.
I'm just trying to race, man. I ain't worried about it.
All right. But I want to race for it at one time, you know, and I know Kimo ain't going to show up down there, motherfucker.
You can race the Predator. You can race the Predator after you race Junior.
I might do that. I know
Kimo
ain't going
to
come down there.
I already got prior A1. You know I got a prior engagement, but I don't. As soon as we can get another race back, I'm gonna go to your ass.
But Kimo, you versus the bench trying to lock me back in if you felt like you can beat me.
Well, Wayne, I've been told you. I've been on every show saying, look, I'm ready to race that back. Don't come on here.
Why ain't you yelling deposit?
Wayne, I just said we can get it on Wednesday.
I'm free Wednesday, Kimo. What time and how much you want to do it for?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't do it, Wayne.
That's the best.
Don't
do it.
Stay fine. You ain't got to get on here and try to co-sign shit.
I got this covered. This ain't no problem here. This is tune-up for weird ass right here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call these tips.
With the stiffs, it's the same motherfucking race, Wayne.
500 on 2600. That's what we raced for the last time.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
you know,
Wayne, I'm gonna make sure Junior. I'm gonna make sure Junior with on the phone so we can make. We gonna call you in the morning so we can make sure everything's straight.
Okay. I ain't gotta call nobody.
I'm making sure he can be there. I don't have no problem running that back.
All right. Alright. You're gonna have me some traveling money, shit.
You ain't gonna have no traveling money, buddy. One thing about me, whether I win or lose, I'm gonna try to race your ass right back.
I hear you.
You ain't see me duck and run from Aaron or nothing. As soon as I see you, I come right back. No.
That's because you beat him. You didn't beat me.
No. I'm gonna do the same thing to you, Wayne.
I hear you talking.
Hey, Wayne, I'm going to knock your ass on cocks this time.
I hear you talking.
Yeah. I just wait for you to jump, baby. I got you.
Wait. Why you waiting on me? I beat your ass.
Listen, because your ass sure don't want to let nobody get no get back when they race you.
Hey, look, man. Look, I done fucked up everybody up here. But the same rules that apply for me, why they don't apply for motherfuckers like Cold Killer when he told Little Ricky he don't want no more of that? And he won.
Hold on, after that, you ain't on the motherfucking level we on, motherfucker.
What you say?
You ain't undefeated, goddamn.
I come out of undefeated. Who beat me in the grudge race this year?
You know more. How many times you lost in the car?
I asked you a question, man.
I beat you in the grudge race.
You're right. I'm 6-1.
Willie Dale beat me. No, you 6-2 then, because old boy beat you. Nah, he didn't beat you. He was beating you.
I did.
Hey, Wayne, what was my default when I whipped your ass? My trans was fucked up. I bet you won't do it again. So you telling me that you put a brand new trans in there, and on the second pass you bumped it up already?
I ain't got to explain nothing to you. I can guarantee you, I watched you put a brand new trans in there, Chemo.
Listen, Wayne, I watched you for five hours, man. Hey, Wednesday, I'm going to knock your ass off. Why I took 5 hours for the trans in? I don't know. Hey, Wayne, stop knocking off, motherfucker.
At 3 o'clock before we fucked the other trans up, I asked you, was you ready to go? You had to get a header.
You had to get a header welded on your car.
I say, okay. You fucked two trans in one day?
Listen.
Wayne, don't get on his purple like he was ready before when I was
ready. Hold on. When you raised your hand on your car, what was I waiting on?
Wednesday, all right, go lay down, motherfucker.
Nah, I ain't got to lay down shit.
go lay down, motherfucker.
You get on here and act like you didn't do shit. When I beat you, I didn't do shit, because you ain't nobody. You didn't do shit. My trans was fucked up. I understand how this works. Wednesday, I'm going to knock your ass off. We ain't got to even start.
Okay, I don't hear you got a lock in though. We locked the same race in. Same motherfucker. Okay, well you got a lock. All right, 500 or 2600 or better. No bonus. You got a lock. Hold on, man. Okay, what y'all running by? What y'all running by? Before the track closed.
Hey man,
it's gonna be 50 degrees up here. I'm not racing 10 o'clock at night. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is cool for the track.
We didn't have no time on the. Listen, homeboy. Same race as last time. You locked in. We raced before the track closed. We ain't changing the rules. Same rules apply. We got a
56 Wednesday, man.
Hey, listen, 56 degrees. We ain't changing shit. It's the same thing before the track closed.
Put a time on it, Chemo.
We ain't changing shit.
You know what? I don't let that stop that race. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Lock. It's locked.
Wednesday.
So, that's what I'm talking about. Lock the races in.
Yo, y'all got 2 minutes before the show go off.
I bet you that race won't get off. Okay, better yet, why don't you back out? Shit, the loophole is already in it. That's just locked in, people.
Now, the track gonna close by 9 o'clock. Watch. It don't matter. Once 8 o'clock come, I'm sitting in them stage lanes. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, but you both going to be in the stage. I'm going to be in there before 8 o'clock, so it don't make a difference.
What the hell are we going to do, Chemo?
Listen, I'm not changing no motherfucking rule. We locked. You agreed to it? That's what we finna do, homeboy. We ain't changing nothing.
No problem, sir.
You can talk all you want, man.
No problem, sir.
Chemo gonna knock Wayne ass off.
Man. He ain't gonna make it to Holly Springs. I'm gonna tear his ass up before he gets there.
Hey, just be happy, tight man, that you and Cold Killer is the only thing holding up the Motor City Mafia.
Hey, listen.
You're the only thing holding it up over there, tight man. The only thing.
Nah, he ain't.
All I see is a camp full of weak bitches.
Hey, listen, but one thing was certain. We ain't got to talk no more.
Weak bitches. And tight man, you told me you got the power to lock you in that black Mustang. Lock that bitch in, too.
What black Mustang?
Chad, lock that bitch in, too.
I ain't talking to him for that.
Call him in the morning and call me.
I call him.
I call it. I even know
Wayne, you ain't nobody, man. Hey, motherfucker, I'm gonna tell you something, Timo. You can say whatever the freak you want to say. I done raced you. I done raced Donnie Quinn. I done raced Hey, I done beat all y'all ass, nigga. Fuck you, motherfucker. I'm racing, motherfucker. I'm not winning.
Donnie Quinn got out of control.